Hey there, Rob Cicerino, getting you ready for our Big Brother backyard interviews. And so what you're going to hear tonight is the interviews, for the most part, in the order that we did them. So we're going to put our interview with Jackson and Holly out of order. Those are going to be first, and then you're going to hear all of the other interviews in the order that Taryn and I recorded them. Enjoy the show. From the Big Brother house, we have got finale coverage of Big Brother 21. I am Rob Cicerino here in the Big Brother backyard, believe it or not, with Taryn Armstrong. Taryn,
with me.
The culmination of your entire life has led to this moment here, finally, in the Big Brother backyard.
Truly. This is the place where so many things took place. Kacer stood around there. Ian would be right in this corner in a hammock, swinging back and forth. It's ridiculous.
Okay, well, Taryn, so excited to be here with you tonight. I can tell how excited you are. I'm excited, too. We've got a ton of interviews coming your way. We are going to speak with the winner of Big Brother 21, Jackson, also known as Mickey, who ended up beating Holly in the final two tonight, as expected. But we'll talk about that. And a little bit of something unexpected tonight was the final 15 minutes or so of the show, when Julie reintroduced everything that was going on in the house in the first month or so of the game. And I'm sure we will hear a lot about that as well tonight.
Yes, my pre-jurors brought it.
The pre-jurors brought it.
Yes. Yeah. And the real question has become, is this really a win for Mickey?
Yes. So Jackson did get his wish of confetti, but with it also came controversy.
At what cost, Mickey? At what cost came the confetti?
All right. So we have a lot to do tonight. Really excited to have you here with us. Make sure that you also check out our coverage of the finale. Brent Wolgamott is going to be with a panel as we speak. That should be in your podcast feed by now, plus all of our Survivor coverage coming as well on Thursday. So busy time here on Robin's Podcast. Let's get to the interviews.
Let's do it.
All right. We're here with the winner of Big Brother 21.
Yes.
The man that won me the RHAP fantasy draft.
And me the Stockwatch.
Oh, y'all bet on me?
Yeah.
I literally bet on you just tonight.
Oh, well, hey, you know what? At least I brought some money home for everybody.
We didn't win any money, but.
Fake money.
Fake money.
Yes. Yeah.
Pride.
You got the real money.
Jackson, also known as Mickey, congratulations.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It was a haul. It was a haul and a marathon that honestly felt like I was sprinting at it sometimes. But 99 days later, I made it.
When is the last time you ate a watermelon?
Are you feeling? 3 days ago, and I'm craving it. I'm having withdrawals. I need some sort of intake at some point, whether it's a shake or water. I've got watermelon chapstick in my pocket.
There was a vending machine. We got some water. I was looking for like a watermelon flavored anything.
This is as close I can get until I get to Ralph's.
All right.
So we'll see how it goes. But I need some in my life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You end up winning the game. You got to the end with Holly. Was that an added bonus for you to get there with Holly?
Man, I don't know the last time that a showmance has made it to Final Two, let alone
All-Stars.
All-Stars.
Mike Boogie and Erica.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let alone a powerful showmance that was making moves. I can't remember that season all that well. My memory's a little foggy. Part two of the HOH. But, you know, it was great because her and I, we were in alliances together. We were outcasts together. We were in deals together. We were had deals broken against us together. We were in this thing side by side, and we ultimately ended up sitting in those chairs side by side and walking out side by side like we always plan.
Yeah, and to be fair to you, Mike Boogie and Erica weren't on the best of terms by the time they got to the final.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that from someone that it was actually like a fomance kind of thing.
Well, you know.
I don't know the logistics of it. I don't remember. I don't want to.
let's focus on your relationship. What do you see happening now once you guys leave the house, you and Holly?
Holly and I in this house and outside of it, we'll take it one day at a time. She's an incredible girl, and I love her to death, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for her. She will always be one of my best friends and have a special place in my heart, whether we are together or not. We've already made a deal that we have to take one trip together every year, and it has to be a different location than the year before. completely opposite. So this year we're going to Bora Bora and Disney World. Next year it's got to be somewhere cold. And whether we are in a relationship or she's with someone new or I'm with someone new, it doesn't matter. Sorry, future guys out there. I will still be going on trips with Holly. She's incredible. And we will truly see where our lives go as individuals.
So even if you're dating somebody else, you're going to still be allowed to go on a trip with Holly?
You don't have to be okay with it. She's an incredible girl. She's my best friend. And whether there's...
It's like one of those Cliff Hogg, like Final Four deals. Like,
there's not a guy. It doesn't count.
She, ironically enough, lives like 20 minutes from me in L.A. And she will be in my life for the long haul. And whether we're together or not, we're not going to pressure it. But we have two very different individual lives, just like in this game. And we will always do what's best for ourselves. And if they are synergistic and coincide, great. But if not, then that's the way cookie crumbles. We will still be best friends.
Do you think that you will do well in the challenge?
That's a hot take. I would like to try it. Socially, I would be fine. I'm not worried about mm-hmm. that. Competition-wise, that's why I want to do it, for the competition. I've never even seen the show. I've never even seen the challenge. But from what I've heard...
You've heard good things.
I've heard that it is, a fun environment for competitions. The social life, I don't really care about. Not there for that. I came, just like here, I came here to play Big Brother. And if I go in there, I would go in there to compete. Whatever happens...
Yes, you came in the game. You played very hard. In particular, I think the strongest move you made at the Final Five, overhearing Tommy, being yep. able to use that information against yep. him. We know that took a toll on you.
It did.
Afterward.
I don't like lying. I don't like hurting people. I am a good guy with a good heart. And whether y'all see that or not on TV, I don't know. But I did whatever I had to do when I felt like my back was against the wall and I was going to lose her. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for her. I'm unwaveringly loyal to a fault. And I was pre-law, supposed to go to law school. And my criminal law classes kind of came into play. And I was thinking I didn't need to necessarily convince Cliff and Nicole that Tommy said it. I just need to create enough doubt in their minds to where they won't evict Holly. And I have no idea, you know, what y'all saw or not, but the outcome was her and I in Final Two. So I'll do it again if I had to, but it didn't feel good doing it.
There was concern on the jury that you weren't really owning your game, that when you eventually told Cliff that you were going to cut him, mm-hmm. that it was a lot of kind of like making excuses, like, look, it's not my fault that I have to do it. It's really your fault at the end of the day.
Well, I'll say this. We had a Final Four deal that mm-hmm. was very clean. And so I know in Big Brother, what the hell does it matter? It's a deal. People go back on it all the time. But where Cliff and I are from, a handshake is your bond. It means mm-hmm. everything. We shook our hands on four. They wavered on that. From that moment forward, my loyalty and my honesty is severed. If you're not going to keep your word with me, I will not do the same. And if I have to lie, then I will lie with the best of them. If I have to make up things, then I will do it with the best of them. If I have to go back on deals, I will do it to the best of them. So long as it keeps me and the one person who has always been loyal to me safe, I'll do whatever I have to do. I didn't want it to be like that. I wanted to get to four, let us all compete. And then if Holly won the HOH and I won the veto, I would look at Cliff and Nicole, offer me your best deals, who can help me going into three. That's the way I wanted to handle it. And it turned into a game that I didn't want to have to play, but I did. And I'll do whatever I have to.
Do you feel like if you played this game again, could you duplicate what you did in this game?
Man, I don't know. I don't think anyone could duplicate anything in this house again. If we didn't know each other and it started from scratch all over again, maybe. But there's a lot of variables. I mean, even some things is the double eviction. Nicole missing that first shot, it was 10-second difference between Tommy or her winning. If Tommy would have won, I would have gotten sixth. Just like I said next to Holly in the pool, we are either going to get sixth and fifth, or we will get first and second. And it almost happened.
Did you get the jury votes that you expected to get, or were you surprised by some of them?
I thought the jury was going to go one of two ways. I mm-hmm. felt like I was going to get Cliff's vote, Chrissy's vote, Tommy's vote, if they were going to vote based on game. If they were going to vote with emotion and vote based on a personal level, I didn't think I would get theirs. I knew Nicole was going to vote for Holly, especially after living with her for the past week. And that's okay. I wanted her to. And, you know, it ultimately came down when I saw Tommy's, Cliff's, Christie's. I knew that I would probably get Jack and Nick. Sis's was a surprise. She left me with some pretty personal digs that I did not think she would get over, but she did, and I'm grateful for it. Thankful for it. I hate that word.
You had a rough time on Slop as a have-not.
I did.
Did you learn things about yourself during that week?
I did. I volunteered to be on Slop. I like being uncomfortable. You grow the most when you are at your least comfortable. Comfort, complacency, all of that is where you stagnate in life. And I wanted to be a have-not. I wanted to volunteer to go up on the block as a pawn. I wanted to do those things to push push myself, to challenge myself. I'm glad that I got outcast on day 44 and was on my own because it made things interesting. It made things hard. You won't grow when you're comfortable. Plain and simple, if you are happy and content with where you are in your life, you are not going anywhere else. You have to have that chip on your shoulder and that drive to keep pushing forward. And, you know, if there's an opportunity to do that, then I will jump on it.
The have-nots basically ended after that week. There was some speculation that maybe some of that had to do with you. Do you have...
So I heard there's rumors that I got, like, special treatment or
yeah.
I cheated on it. I wanted to do it. I want the Big Brother experience. I wanted to add it to my resume.
Did you take food into the shower?
Never did. I never took food into the shower. And I also know for a fact that why would they cut something short because of me when I wasn't even going to be on it the next week?
Mm-hmm.
So we did have camp come back. We had 2 weeks of have-nots. We had America's Field Trip. We had America's Prankster. We had quite a few twists this season. I don't think that something with slop and sleeping conditions that has been used a lot in the past is something that's necessary and crucial to keep a show going.
Just can we be real, real quick with the win? We saw you win the game, but you had probably one of the more somber victory faces that we've ever seen. You came out to the confetti that you wanted, but it seemed a little bit bittersweet.
A lot of mixed emotions.
Yeah,
Half a million's great, but my last name, the way my parents look at me, and my character and morals mean a lot more to me than half a million ever will. I know who I am, and I know that the country is running with a few things, and that's okay. I have a voice, and it will be heard, and I have a platform to do it, and I can explain myself on some things. Some things I own, and a lot of the mistakes I've made, rightfully so. People are not perfect, especially in this house. You're under a microscope, but... For me, it was a mixture of emotions, and it was shock, paranoia, you know, fear of having no idea what was just laid on me with those questions, having no idea whether my parents in the front row are proud of me, having no idea whether Holly's parents and family in the front row are proud of me or if they even want anything to do with me. So, you know, it was in shock. I'm wearing my move-in day clothes because I did not pack anything for finale night because I didn't think I would truly get to finale night. So this is slime still from day one. I haven't touched it, but I was like, you know what? It's fitting. It goes full circle. I popped the first bottle of champagne. I popped the last. I opened the door and let everyone else in on move-in day. I was the last one out. I wore this uniform.
Don't be first one in.
And
chestnut checkers.
Yeah, Zingbot. Chestnut checkers, dude. So who got the confetti? Yeah.
Okay, and what's the most amount of watermelons you've ever eaten in one day?
Three. Three whole watermelons. And one summer from...
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Mid-May to beginning of August, I had 126 one semester in college. One summer.
Okay. All right. We know you got to go. Jackson, congratulations again on the win.
Absolutely.
The winner of Big Brother 21.
Love to chat again at some point about
Jackson,
your game.
Jackson, Mickey.
Run through it.
I live in L.A. Y'all hit me up anytime.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jackson.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
All right, we're here with the runner-up tonight, Holly Allen.
Hey.
How are you?
I mean, it's weird. I'm missing a zero on my check, so I'm trying to clear that up. But otherwise, I'm good.
Does it hurt to hear runner-up?
It's not as good of a ring as winner, but it's okay. I'll take it.
Okay. Holly... It was you and Jackson in the final two, just the two of you up there. Is there anything that you could have pulled out to get a leg up on Jackson?
I mean, I could have thrown him under the bus if I really wanted to, but I came into this saying I was going to play a clean game, and I did that. I think my mess up was before tonight. I should have clued the jury in a little bit more to the moves that I was making. I said I wanted to fly under the radar, but I think I flew a little too far under, and I could have maybe said in their goodbye messages some of the things I was doing, you know? But tonight, I think I pulled out all the stops.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people said that you were really the brains behind Jackson and Holly. Were you the Lady Macbeth behind Jackson?
Was that a play on the word Beth because people call me Beth?
Wow, that it's Shakespeare. It works both ways.
No, it works both of those. I mean, I would like to think so. I mean, his game could have self-imploded pretty early on if I weren't like. But again, it was a team effort. We got to the end together, and I will give myself credit for some things, for wrangling that crazy guy.
Were you surprised? Were there any jury votes that surprised you? Were you expecting to get more?
Honestly, the only vote that surprised me fully was Sis. Christy and Tommy were wild cards for me. I really thought they could go either way. So I kind of figured that Mickey and I calculated it in my head. I figured we would be 4-5. I didn't think I would win. I didn't think anybody would win if they were sitting next to him. But I figured I would have 4 and he would probably have 5. Sis was the big surprise.
Did you ever contemplate, if you had won the final 3 HOH, cutting him and taking Nicole?
Of course I contemplated it because, A, it probably would have been a better game move. And B, I love Nicole so much and cherish her as a friend and as a game player. And so, of course, it crossed my mind. But I knew that, like, morally, I just wouldn't be able to turn my back on the one person that I've played with for this entire season. So, ultimately, I don't think I could have. But, man, I would have loved to go to the final 2 with Nicole also, you know.
How hard was it for you to defuse the situation that really blew up at the point when it was during your HOH, where it was going to be Sam versus Kat, and the whole they know each other gate?
I mean, I think I deserve an Academy Award for my acting abilities because, wow, that was not easy.
And it was good.
Thank you. Thank you. I was terrified that Kat was about to go home on my HOH. I felt so guilty and so horrible. And now, in hindsight, I'm a little mad at Christy and Tommy because they were the ones trying to flip the vote, and they know each other. So, hypocrisy much? But that's okay. I still love them. But, yeah, oh, man, I just had to bring out my acting chops, and somehow it worked and was diffused.
You talked about wanting to play in an honest game and all of that. One of the key differences that Cliff saw in your game and Jackson's was that you had upheld your end of the deal throwing the HOH, yep. And then Jackson did not uphold his right. End of the deal. But you did also make a deal with Cliff and Nicole that if you had won the veto,
yes.
That you would have evicted Jackson,
yes.
and that was not something that you were going to follow through on, correct?
Right. Right, so I should probably have a conversation with Cliff about that. At that point, I realized we're at the end of this thing, and I have to do and say whatever. And honestly, at that point, see, I will be loyal to people that are loyal to me and honest with people who are honest with me. But I was so disheartened after they almost turned, you know, it's like they went back on their word. And so I kind of felt like that gave me free rein to go back on my word, you know, and I'd thrown an HOH. I had handed Nicole a spot in the final 3. And so at that point, it was a moral conflict, but.
Okay.
Were you worried at all when you threw that HOH that you know Jackson had been encouraging you to do that? You know, we saw in the diary room that there was maybe a little more strategic intent to that decision. We saw you kind of like blame Nicole for it, but it seemed like it was really Jackson the one that was pushing it.
Well, he was pushing me like hurry up and drop because I mean I'm a competitor and I was so excited for that comp. I wanted to play it so badly, and so I wasn't really ready to let go. I just wanted to keep playing, and I figured I can at least play it for a while and not make it look so blatantly obvious that I'm throwing this. So I would have dropped regardless of his encouraging. So
okay. What is going to happen with you and Jackson, also known as Mickey, outside of this house?
Well, we have some travels planned and some adventures, so we'll probably...
We heard.
We'll probably go on those. Oh, yeah, I think we want to go to Bora Bora. We'll see. Now he can afford it. But as far as relationship, I don't know. We, before anything romantic happened, we were very honest with each other and said... we will be friends no matter what happens. And, you know, there's an age difference. We are on different trajectories in life. And so who knows? We'll take it day by day. But, you know, if it fizzles out, that's okay because I will have him as a best friend forever.
Are you concerned about the challenge?
Oh, my gosh. did that air? No.
Only on the live feed.
I think it was just on the feeds.
Okay, on the feeds. Yeah. You also realize I had not had alcohol in, like, forever. Oh, my gosh.
Have you revised your stance on the challenge?
Oh, no, I still don't think you should do it. Just because of, like, it gets a little sloppy on there, and I would rather he don't.
I think there's some challenge women that that took offense to your comments.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
All right.
Highly lubricated.
All right, Holly. We're getting the signal. Yeah, we're getting the signal that we got to wrap up. You got to get to more interviews, but we can't wait for Hot Takes with Halls. Just don't release it on a Friday night or holiday.
Okay. Not on Friday night. Okay.
No Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And we look forward to.
I might forget that, so DM me and tell me.
You got it. Best of luck with everything going forward. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. All right, everybody. We are here with Jess. Jess, how are you?
I am doing great now that I'm talking to you guys.
Well, it's exciting to have you here with us in the backyard. Can you?
I know. I haven't been in here in such a long time, so like probably 20 days or so. So,
Jess, could you explain your vote tonight for the winner?
Definitely. Look, I love Mickey. I think that an overall, like a winner for Big Brother has to be all-encompassing, and it's not just about winning comps. And I think, unfortunately, he kind of copped out on some answers that I wanted him to fess up on. And listening to Holly and hearing a lot of the jurors take on Holly's game and listening to her, I know that it's a strong-willed person to be able to kind of take the back reins and kind of control him a little bit. And I feel like he might have been head of the household, but I think she was the neck and she was steering him. So, like, I think that her silence showed a lot of strength in her character, and I really think that she deserved to win.
Did you come in leaning a certain way with the vote, or were you completely up in the air?
Actually, I was leaning toward Mickey. I knew that it was going to be both of them, and unfortunately, it came down to, like, his answers, and I just feel like he kind of copped out on some of them, kind of acting like he had no idea that he didn't do anything, and I was hoping that he would have, you know, explained a little bit more, not just his competition wins.
Is that the sense that you got from the other jurors as well, that they were open to hearing them out and deciding from there, or were they leaning in a certain direction heading in?
I think, in all honesty, I think we were all leaning toward Mickey. We had conversations toward that, but we were keeping it open because we wanted to hear what Holly's game would have been. We wanted to hear what Nicole's game would have been. Because, look, being in that house for 79 days is hard enough. Like, to actually be there for 99, you deserve it either way. You know, like, coming in as a gamer, like, and being able to see past seasons, I have a complete newfound appreciation for the game, and I will never judge any decision whatsoever anymore, because it's hard being in there.
Jess, one of the last times you were here in this backyard, you took a real tumble.
I did take a tumble, but you know what? I'm not ashamed to admit that. The wall comp was not to my favor. I will say it to everybody in the world. I am the biggest person in this competition. I weigh more than Cliff. I weigh more than Mickey. I weigh more than Jack. Like, and me falling, I needed to calculate that. And we were pretty high. It was a 7-foot fall. So I needed to protect myself. And you're going to fall either way. I was trying to fall sideways. They told me to fall sideways, guys. It wasn't like a dramatic, like, telenovela situation. I really was scared.
It was pretty dramatic, Jess. Wait till you see it. Very dramatic.
You're like, no, I saw it, actually. I saw it in the jury house. And I was like, oh, so that's what I look like on TV.
And sound like.
And sound like on TV.
Can we go back to the week that Kat and Cliff were on the block?
Yes.
And Nicole approaches you and tells you that a deal was made between mm-hmm. herself, Cliff, Christy, Nick, Sis, and Tommy, and that you were not a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you took that information and you kind of spread it around, and you kind of didn't trust Nicole very much after that moment. Why was it that you didn't trust Nicole after she gave you the information?
In all honesty, like, I love Nicole as a person. She's a good friend of mine, and she's one of the reasons why I stayed in the game for as long as I did. But bits and pieces, I knew she was relaying kind of, or at least what I thought, she was relaying a lot of different information to people, and I didn't quite understand what she wanted me to do with the information. Mm-hmm. You don't tell somebody, hey, there's a 6-person alliance, and it's like a final 6, and I could be shooting myself in the foot, but here's the information. Like, what do you want me to do with that other than make myself a target and, like, blow up the whole house? So I tried to do it.
Would it surprise you to know that she was just feeling really bad about
it? Are you
serious?
Just
spilled it? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Here we think that Nicole was master manipulator and just trying to, like, manipulate a situation.
Well, you know, she did. I think she did a lot of great things, but yeah. she had a really, you know, big heart in the game, and she felt bad about a lot of things.
She did, and I think that was a conflict, and a part of me, because she was like that, I just didn't know where her loyalty was and what it was. And, I mean, I knew she was big with Cliff, and she was making me think that she would vote for Kat when I knew that there was no chance in Holy High Water that she would. So there was a lot of things. You know, you're in there and you just kind of try to decipher all of the information. So,
yeah.
Jess, I know you said you were a big gamer in there, and hey, you got Jack out.
It was my sole mission.
How many alliances would you say there were in the house this summer?
871, and Jack was all a part of them. Yeah. No, I don't know. Are we talking about fake alliances, fake twos, final twos, like all of them?
Maybe
I don't
like
know.
Eights, sevens, sixes.
I want to say there was the eight, mm-hmm. the six shooters. There were Cliff's Angels, there was Zing, there was, holy cow, are we doing all final twos? Because everybody had fake final twos everywhere. I just recently heard that Bella and Nicole had a final two.
I think at some point.
The Safari Girls or something like that. Like some really
Bella didn't hold on to alliances
stuff.
For very long.
I kind of loosely had a final two with Kat. Kat had a final two with Holly. There was a three man.
We saw
and
you.
And then 15 more.
We saw you
quiz.
Upset at one point because
most of the time
you weren't included in many of these alliances.
Oh no, not at all.
And that was a difficult thing to manage. And you had a moment with Christy in the RV room, where you kind of cried to each other, and you said that you'd been waiting for her all season long.
That was my dramatic. It was very Notebook, right?
It was.
I was waiting for you, Christy, all this time. I was kind of doing that in a dramatic. Effect.
Yeah, were you waiting for her?
I was, actually. As weird as that sounds, Christy and I always had not understanding. It was just kind of more of a vibe, and I did trust her more than a lot of people in the house, which kind of sucked when I found out about the whole Tommy and Christy situation. But I felt a lot of genuine things from her. So I was waiting for her dream alliance to, you know, come to fruition and hope
to manifest.
Manifest, and it didn't quite manifest as fast as I wanted it to manifest. So, you know, it's really hard trying to be a part of things when they're not letting you be a part of things. And I felt like there was a lot of shutting out and a lot of clicky things. Obviously, it's Big Brother. That's what's going to happen. But
Jess, there was a really explosive end to this finale when the pre-jurors were reintroduced into the studio.
I'm scared. I'm scared to watch the show, in all honesty. I mean, I have inklings because I was kind of behind the scenes and I saw a lot of the behavior that some of my house guests did. And me being a little bit older than them, I just figured, I was like, hey, we're on national television, just letting you know. But, I mean, that didn't stop them. But there was a lot of strong personalities. It was a lot of strong personalities that felt like they were in their home talking amongst, their family. And I think that kind of maybe backfired. I don't know. I'm going to have to watch the show and see what I see. Hopefully nobody talked about me. I'm going to have to call my husband and make sure that I shouldn't be worried. Should I be worried?
No. No.
No.
Not me. I'm just going to look like confused Jessica that took out Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If there was one thing I did this season, it was to take out... Okay, so
Kaylin Herman.
At a time like this, it's important to see Jessica because, Jessica, you don't know this, but we've been standing you since day one, at least on the podcast.
It's true.
And by we, I mean myself. So, Jessica, what was it like being on this show?
Being the recipient of Kaylin's manifestation.
What was it like being on Big Brother?
Jessica, Stan, God bless. You will see all the podcasts, I swear.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
That makes me so... No, are you serious?
No, right. No. Swear to God, Rob. Swear to God.
Caitlin did say it, yes.
I've been like, Jessica is my love and light.
Oh,
swear.
My God, I love you for even saying that.
And then you walked in, you were also like, you didn't seem as enthusiastic. So I was like, okay, we'll get her there and she'll be a Caitlin stan at some point.
I love you,
no,
Caitlin.
But
seriously,
it's okay if you
I am saved because of Caitlin's veto. Like, yes. I was saved personally because I was saved. The veto was used on Caitlin Herman's nightmare. Like, that is, if that's not a sign from the universe.
I don't know what is.
I don't know. This is meant to be. I love you. Oh, my God.
Wow. You never know what could happen at the Big Brother finale.
Rob, is it not true, though? Have I not been obsessed with Jess?
She did manifest your HOH win.
It's true.
I manifested it in front of America. It was like a whole thing.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
It's a big deal.
See, this yes. is amazing. I feel so good that people are manifesting my wins.
I swear. It was a very big deal, but we had a great time. Derek, hey, behind the camera. Sorry, I'm like making my way up. Do I still look good? I feel like my hair is falling
down. You look amazing.
Thanks, guys, so much. Let's not make this about me, Jessica. How do you feel being in front of the public?
This is insane. It is really a little overwhelming, but I'm okay. I'm a thank you, baby. I'm like,
can I quickly ask you? If Nicole had made it to the final two against, say, Jackson, who do you think you would have voted for?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have had to listen to Nicole's thing. I'm like, I honestly thought she was behind a lot of the confusion in the house, and she kept it, she kept low. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been a toss-up.
What about Holly?
Huh?
What about if she was up against Holly?
I would have picked Nicole.
Okay.
Okay, Jess, I know you got a lot of interviews to do. I know you got to run. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun, and all the best outside of the Big Brother house.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Taryn, what a night.
What a night.
Here in the Big Brother backyard.
Who knew? Who knew we would be ambushed?
All right, we're here in the backyard for some bonus coverage here. Caitlin Herman. Caitlin, what were you doing here at the finale tonight?
Honestly, just socializing. Honestly, just living my truth. But, guys, just had the moment with Jessica that I'm flabbergasted.
We all saw.
Wait, could I not have come at a better time?
Perfect. Well, I mean, that when Jack was here would have been, you know.
Who have we not done yet? Have we done Mickey?
It's just Jess so far.
We've only done Jess?
Yeah, you're here very early in the process.
I came at the best time, guys. But honestly, very exciting. She was shaking. She was very nervous. I was very confused. We're obviously about to get Tommy next. Exciting stuff, but I'm not going to stay here long. I'm going to go downstairs and go to the open bar and get obliterated.
There's an open bar here?
Yes, I'm wasted. Hey, Gord.
Caitlin Herman.
Yes, guys, not sober, but having my best.
Living your best life.
Yes.
Love and light.
Spreading love and light.
Guys, this sucks being out here. It's so hot. I don't know how you're doing this, but you both look snazzy.
Thank you. We're trying.
Both of you. My God. Boy.
Go on.
You look fantastic.
Thank you so much. Doing a lot of black work tonight. Doing a lot of jumpsuit work. I have been told by the people in the VIP room, which I know you guys are not in, I have people down there that...
Was that a humble brag?
I have people down here that only want to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. Swear to God. I have people that have said to me, we're only here to meet Rob. And I was like, honey, I don't know that that's going to happen for you. But literally everyone down there was like, listen to Rob. I've had production come up to me saying, we listen to Rob every Thursday after the eviction. Immediately, they turn it on in the office.
Sure wasn't Boston Rob? They heard Boston Rob was
also,
here?
Also, can I do a spoiler?
No, we haven't seen Survivor yet.
Oh, I saw. Sorry. X saying on that. Okay, sorry. All I'm saying is that...
Derek is shook.
The people downstairs were like, Rob and Taryn, are they here? And I was like, are you kidding? Are you literally kidding? And I was like, I think they're going to be able to come down. I'll get them down. But they're obsessed with you guys.
They're obsessed with us.
Obsessed with us. Eva.
You sure it wasn't Tommy you were talking to?
Oh, my God, guys. Tommy is here. Are you guys going to be okay? Are you going to be okay?
I'll be okay.
I love this jacket.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
I talked to Dr. Will earlier.
Did you?
Okay. I did.
Is he good?
Okay. I mean, he's very good. He's tall.
All right. We gotta get back to the Big Brother interviews.
Okay, enough is enough.
Taylor Herman, everybody. All right, we are here with Tommy Bracco. Tommy, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so good. This is amazing.
Very excited to see you.
Oh, my gosh.
You might say that I'm obsessed with you.
Yes. I love it. I'm obsessed with you.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
It happens very quickly.
You watch all these live feeds. That's why.
Yeah, it's true. I've been watching for a very long time, so I think technically I have to be obsessed with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tommy, the way that you went out at the final five, it was a historic week of Big Brother. It went back and forth a bunch of times. Was that the critical mistake for Cliff and Nicole when they voted against you?
I have to say yes. I think so. I would have gone to the end with Cliff and Nicole, and that was knowing that they would have had each other's back. I am a man of my word, and I would have stuck with them. I would have fought with them. As a big fan of the show, I know that you're always rooting for the underdog, and the underdogs of the season were Cliff and Nicole. I love Mickey and Holly so much, and I think that Mickey deserved to win, hence why I voted for him. But I would have liked to have seen an underdog win my season, and that's just the fan in me talking. But, you know, it didn't work out that way. I have no hard feelings, but I do think it was a bad game move on their part.
Yeah, you talked about wanting to play an honest game, that you did play an honest game.
Yeah,
you talked in the season,
to an extent.
You talked in the season about Tyler and Casey and how you kind of were maybe modeling your game a little bit after Casey, but in a really intentional way. Was that a reaction to what we've seen with juries in the past few seasons being very reluctant to vote for the real, like, heavy mover and shaker? Was that something that you were concerned about throughout the season?
No, I think that, to be honest with you, I think that there's no formula how to win this game. Every person is different. Everyone looks different. We all have different strengths, different weaknesses. And I think that every person would have, you have to search within yourself to know what the best way for you to win the game is. And I knew that my strengths were not going to be that liar, manipulator, that cheater. Like, that's not me. That's more the game that Tyler played. That's more the game that Mickey played. That's not who I am. I'm going to model my game after someone who I admire, who I think is close to my personality. That's Casey. That's Ian from season 14. I modeled my game after him. Like, I love that guy. He's amazing. But, you know, I couldn't. It's not me to be that liar and that manipulator. I wanted to play to my strengths. I wanted to be myself and be the best version of myself in this house.
Tommy, tell us the truth now. The game's over. Yeah. Okay. Were there times when Christy was on the block that you secretly, in your heart of hearts, were hoping she would go home and let you play your own game earlier?
I think that it's funny because in that moment, the thought definitely crossed my mind. Listen, when you're in that house, you have nothing to do but think. So that thought definitely crossed my mind. But there are two ways to look at everything. Was Christy bad for my game or not? That's the question. One, she put, you know, a target on my back because she was there. But the other way to look at it is that she was the bigger target. And my plan going into this, I mean, look, she went out before me and I won more comps than her. I was clearly the bigger threat, I think. She crumbles under pressure and they still chose to evict her over me. My plan was to hide behind bigger threats going into this game. So there are two ways to look at everything. Yes, maybe she put more of a target on my back, but also she was the bigger target that I was aligned with. So, you know, she went out first, and if I would have won that BB Comics, then I would have still stuck around another week, and then who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, basically every season that there has been at least one pair of people that know each other, one of those people has made it to the final two, and that now includes this season with Holly and Kat.
Yeah, Holly and Kat,
yes.
Yeah.
Did Kat reveal that she knew Holly and the jury?
She did. As soon as I got to the jury, I found out, and I was not one bit surprised. They didn't have me fooled for a second. On day 44, I had to pretend like I bought everything that they were saying, but I never did.
Well, so that was another pivotal moment in the game,
yeah,
because you initiated this flip and then brought it back.
Well, I didn't choose to bring it back.
Right.
It was brought back by the people around me, and I had to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I love Kat, but I got her out the next week.
Yeah.
That I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
I love her. I think that she's an amazing player, actually. Very underestimated Kat. She is a well-rounded player. She is strong. And I saw that. And she was, you know, the way that Mickey talks about disarming everybody. Mm-hmm. He disarmed me and Christy is what he really did most of his game. I'm flattered. But I did the same thing when I pushed evicting Kat. I think that she was aligned to everybody in the house.
Yeah.
And evicting her weakened everybody except for me.
I likened I likened your game throughout the season to there's a Buster Keaton gif of
What's
him.
That mean?
Buster Keaton was a silent film comedy guy like Charlie Chaplin.
Okay.
And there's a gif of him from one of his movies where he's driving a car and then he hits a bump. His entire car just crumbles around him and he just steps out of it holding the steering wheel. And that was like your game because you were driving for like a good half of the season,
Then
every single person around you, one after another, fell, leaving just yourself.
Yep.
What was that like? Because I don't think I've ever seen that before, where you were so well insulated, and then every single person was taken away from you.
You are 100% right, and that was my plan going into this game. I wanted to have a tight alliance around me. You know, that last week that I was in the house was the hardest week. I say that the previous weeks, the weeks prior, it kind of felt like one by one, with every person that Jackson and Holly would evict, they would remove one of my limbs. So first Jack went, my left arm went. Then Sis went, she was my right arm. No. Then Nick went, he was my right leg. Then
Well, right foot, you might say.
My right foot, what does that mean?
Well, Nick was heavy on the feet.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And then we got, Christy was my left leg. So yes, I was alive the last week I was in the house, but I had no limbs left. I was bleeding from I had holes in my body. It was just, I was just alive with just my torso. So it was a really, really tough position to be in. I fought like hell in the end and it didn't work out, and that's okay. It is what it is, you know, no looking back now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about your jury question for Jackson. Yeah. You brought up about how that the women in the jury felt disrespected. And
oh, my
yes.
God.
Keep going. Okay. No, listen.
Yes, 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 yes.
I can't pay attention. I can't focus.
All right. Okay. So
I love you.
Okay. Caitlin, stop by.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I love you so much. Oh, my God.
Okay. Tommy, in the jury question,
yes,
you asked Jackson about that the women that had felt disrespected by him.
Yeah.
Did you feel like his answer was satisfactory, and that's why you voted for him?
I think that. Well, I'll say this: Jackson has never personally done anything to offend me, but I have watched him say things that I think were crossing the line to women, other people in the house. However, it's a game, and when you're in that house, you can't always stand up for people that you want to stand up for. I did think that question needed to be asked. Mm-hmm. I was definitely one of the people in the jury pushing for that to be asked. I hope that, you know, in the end, I think that I voted for the person whose game I respect the most. And to be honest with you, my decision was made prior to that question. I asked Cliff, when we were talking with Dr. Will, I asked Cliff, did you and Nicole believe the big fat lie that Mickey told about me?
Yeah.
And he said yes. And in that moment, I realized that Mickey is not just a physical competitor. He is a well-rounded player that deserves to be recognized for that. So in that moment, I decided that if Mickey was in the final two, I would be voting for him. In terms of the controversies, you know, I pray for Mickey. I pray for the girls that were offended by his actions. And, I think that, you know, it's a really tough position. I think a lot of times when you're in that house, you lose yourself.
Yeah.
I myself have done that numerous times. But, you know, I think it's a question that needed to be asked. I think that these are things that we need to be talking about. It's kind of not up to me to say. I'm here to play a game. I'm here to respect the game, and that's what my vote did tonight.
Do you think that that moment that was talked about on the finale in the HOH room when Undeniable was created,
yes,
was that one of the moments where you lost yourself? Because there was really like a mob mentality that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, again, like, I know that myself, I love everybody, and it's not in my nature to bully people. However, I do recognize that I was a part of that on that day. It's a really tough thing being in that house when you're playing a game, and one half of you wants to just play the game, and the other half of you wants to do the right thing. And ultimately, what I decided to do was take a step back. I was not one of the front runners of that conversation, but I was a part of it, absolutely, and I recognize that. And, you know, I apologize. Nicole and I are in a great place now. I apologize to her a billion times. I'll apologize to anyone that I've offended because of that. But this is a game, and sometimes it makes you do things that you're not proud of, to be honest with you. That's me being completely honest right now.
Can I ask you, if there had been a different final two, if Nicole had made it and she had, if she had perhaps brought Holly there, or maybe Holly cut Jackson and brought Nicole there, and maybe that changes it, who would you have voted for, do you think?
I think that it would have depended on their speeches again.
Yeah.
I think that I kind of knew that I would be voting for Mickey should he have been in the final two, but if he wasn't there, it would really depend on their speeches. You know, on a personal level, I want to root for the underdog, which would have been Nicole. But
were you impressed with Holly's speech?
I was impressed with Holly's gameplay because I think that it was very similar to mine. I, prior to going into the house, wanted to align myself with a bigger target, and that was Jack walking into this house.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Holly did that with Mickey. She liked to wait in the background, and that's kind of stay in the shadows. That's kind of what I wanted to do too. There's, you know, if you look at Holly and I's game, we're very similar. We both won two competitions. We were both hiding behind a bigger target, and we both didn't go on the block until the very last possible second.
Yeah.
So I think that I do respect Holly's game so much. I think she played an amazing game. I also respect Nicole's game. I think that Nicole was amazing.
If you had to pick one, who do you think you would have gone with?
Probably would have gone with Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Yeah.
Can you recreate for us, before you have to go, the fight with Jackson and calling him out? Can you give us...
You don't deserve this money?
You're a liar!
It's killing me!
It's killing me!
I don't remember what I said!
Oh, man, they played that clip so many times.
Oh, my God. I don't know. You want me to... I mean, I'm going to get heated.
They're going to think you're mad at me.
Do Jackson.
Look,
call him out.
I've got to be selfish for the first time in my life, and I've just got to say, you did it. Own it.
You're a liar! All right, sorry, everybody.
Good.
I'm forced to interact, react things.
All right. Tommy, thank you so much.
Thanks,
all right. We're obsessed with you.
Yes.
We're obsessed with you guys.
Yes.
All right. Tommy, thank you so much. And hope to talk to you in the future.
Yes, I hope so, guys. Thank you. Really, thank you so much. This was my dream for so long, and I'm really, this tonight's a night that I'll remember for the rest of my
brought
life.
A lot of passion to the game, and the way that you went out was really like it. It tugged on a lot of people's heartstrings. You should be proud of the game that you played. You did
Thank
really
you.
Well.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks. Right.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
All right, what was up with the savage ass questions when I got evicted? Was that you?
No.
Oh,
man.
Oh, this whole time I thought it was y'all. And I was like, man, that Rob has a podcast. Hates me.
Oh, man, we were so ready for,
all right,
for
Kat,
a bone to
here,
be
come on, come on, yeah, come on in here, Kat. Come on
sure
in. Okay.
Y'all?
I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I didn't do interviews with the jury.
You had a question, or you?
Was it Mike Blue?
Well, I feel stupid. Shit.
Oh, Kat.
No, I thought that was you. It was on the list.
Are you conspiring against me?
I think she's conspiring against us.
Let me tell you. So I got all nice press questions.
Just let me give you a backstory that Kat said, hey, don't leave. Rob has a podcast. I have a bone to pick with you.
And we've been
standing here for 5 minutes. Like, well, what? Why is Kat mad?
Mm.
Okay, no. When I got evicted, you didn't give any questions?
No, I didn't send in questions. I'm sorry. I didn't send in questions when you got evicted.
Well, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. But it's okay. What did the question say?
You know what? Maybe we'll be shady right now and it'll all be cleared up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, do y'all like me?
Yeah,
it was really important that Rob has a podcast likes me.
Okay.
Now, you were very fun on the show, Kat.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, I like how you skirted the question, but okay.
Did you know? Did you knew about the podcast beforehand?
Yeah. Y'all were iconic.
You were a listener?
I wasn't a listener, but I mean, I keep up on Twitter.
Okay. Knew of it.
I don't really. That's okay. I don't really do podcasts, but I also don't watch TV. Yeah. So it's me, not you. Like it's all me.
Okay. All right. So Kat. So I guess that the biggest question we have for you at this hour, what is your relationship status?
Hell if I know. This is all news to me. I sit on stage and they're like, you're in a jury, man's with Kat. And I was like, what? Okay. I don't even know.
Were you surprised? Nick said he had feelings for you.
I thought I was in a showman's with Brett this whole time. And turns out Brett has a girlfriend. So, yeah. I guess I'm single. Shit.
Uh-oh.
Tell us, since you've walked off the stage, can you give us a little bit of what's going on with Nick and Bella and you?
I don't know. But it got real awkward. I know that America's probably confused because when I got evicted, I hated Nick. Like, hated him. And, I guess all I can say is that, you know, where there's hate, there's also love. Not saying that I love Nick by any means, but there's a lot of things that I really like about him. He's a lot of fun. He's so much fun to hang out with. The jury house was a blast. Are we in a relationship? No. But that's showbiz, baby. I guess we'll see what they showed. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
What'd they show? Because I really have no idea. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, we saw you in the jury house, and then they said you'll never guess the surprising relationship that happened in the jury house.
Yeah.
And then they showed you guys
Trying to hide a relationship.
Yeah. And then it seemed very much like there was a relationship.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Well, it was that you guys were in embrace and
hey, cameras.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It was like, not in front of the cameras was one of the segments.
Shit.
And one of the producers asked Nick, like, Nick, what's going on with you and Kat?
And he
said, I don't want to talk about that on camera.
Yeah, he gave one of the...
Yeah, well, I mean, it was right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the game a little bit. Yeah. Okay. All right. You voted for Holly.
I did.
Okay. And we know that you had this relationship with Holly from beforehand. Was that because you voted for her because of the pre-existing relationship? Or?
Yeah. Honestly, when that wasn't my dream final two. I respect Holly. I would have loved to see Cliff and Nicole up there. That was my dream duo when it kept on whittling down. Again, I didn't watch the show, so there might be things that y'all see that I don't. I voted for her for a number of reasons, because I do love and respect her. I support her, and I see the best in her. My nose is running. It's been a long day. I love and respect her. There's a lot of things that I saw that maybe a lot of other people didn't see that I got to see firsthand because we were working so closely together. And I know that she was responsible for a lot of the social gameplay that Mickey had. And at the end of the day, there were a lot of things that Mickey said that I morally could not cast that vote for him to win. And I know that you're not supposed to vote for someone not to win. But when it came down to it, when I was weighing the pros and the cons, it was Holly all day. And I see why Mickey won, but he didn't have my vote.
So did your opinion change because you left the house? You were still pretty heated with Nicole and Cliff at the time. You were feeling kind of betrayed by them.
Yeah, I was bitter. But you know what? The other thing is I already knew I was getting evicted, and I was not about to go out without everyone knowing about Cliff's Angels. So I just added my own alliance, and
You said you were disappointed in him.
Oh, I was disappointed in him.
Did that change?
No, but it also is gameplay. There's a lot. Cliff disappointed me once this season. Everyone else disappointed me many times. Cliff and I had a very close relationship in the house, and I loved playing with him. I respected his game so much. He got banished, came back. He got evicted, came back. He is one of the older contestants, and typically they do get out pre-jury, and he made it to the very end, and I would have loved to see him win. I thought his social game was amazing. Nicole, I was heated with her because of a certain thing that she had taken what I had said and misconstrued it to make me look like a bully, and I didn't like that. But then again, when it's all said and done, when you're writing out the pros and cons of everybody, those two disappointed me once. And Mickey and Holly, Mickey disappointed me lots of times. So,
if you had survived that week, do you think that maybe you would have been sitting up there with Holly in the final two instead
of
Jackson?
I really do. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, Twitter can drag me all day. I really think that I could have won this thing. If I would have won HOH, I was absolutely going to take a shot at Jackson, and no one was going to see.
Don't taunt Twitter.
What?
Oh, don't taunt them.
Twitter can taunt me all they want. I'll taunt them back. I'm kidding.
We're not agreeing with any statements made by Kat on this broadcast. We love and support Twitter.
Those bitches are real conspiring.
Yeah, those bitches are conspiring. I think I really did have the potential to do a good job in this game. I would give anything to go back and do it all again and hopefully win HOH, because I went out without even winning HOH. What a weak player. Shit.
So in every season, basically every season, that there has been at least one pair of people who know each other prior to entering mm-hmm. the game, at least one of those people has been able to make the final two. It seems like it's a big advantage
no
to have.
Way.
Now this seems to have, you know, once again gone along with that. Do you think that Holly's connection to you actually helped her game and made it easier for her?
I would love to give myself that much credit, but no. I think that Holly's biggest advantage was getting into a showmance with Mickey and having that power duo. Credit where credit's due. Mickey was amazing at comps. He won 11 comps, I believe. He was a great game player. Holly also was, but she was really good at the social game, and that's what Mickey lacked. Together, they were a powerful player. I wish I could take credit for Holly advancing to the final two. And you know what? I think I will. Yeah, I'm the reason Holly was there.
Okay. Kat, you are the expert on all things conspiracy, yeah. Correct?
Recently appointed, yes.
All right, can you tell us, was Helen pushed?
Yeah, no, she was. Are you kidding? We talked about this in the Big Brother house. Did y'all hear me talk about it? She was.
No.
There's videos. She was pushed. And you better
I don't think we should be
every,
saying this.
Every time I did a comp, I was always like, those bitches better not push me. Those bitches better not. I had my eyes on all of them. But, I will say, I think she was pushed, but because...
Okay, we don't have to spend that much time on that.
But I will say that this year, production was very far away, maybe because they got called out.
Okay, yeah, nobody was pushed.
Yeah.
Did I just get my license revoked for...
No. I think so, that's it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But I cannot be silenced. Okay. Ellen was pushed.
So before you had outed Cliff's Angels to the house,
yeah.
You had told Holly about it.
Yeah.
That was the week that Holly was HOH. Mm-hmm. You were doing a couple things. You were telling her that Nicole was not to be trusted.
Yeah.
And
Nicole wasn't to be trusted.
Well, why was she not to be trusted at that time?
Nicole either stumbled her way to the final. Oh, there's Nicole, by the way. She either stumbled her way to the top three just by chance, or she's the most brilliant game player of the season.
What do you think?
I think she's the most brilliant game player of the season. She was responsible for so many things. And when we were in the jury house, we were comparing notes. And we were like, that conspiring bitch Nicole is behind everything. We all knew it. Jess thought it. I thought it. Cliff thought it. We all were like, there's something about Nicole that we don't know. But we still aligned with her.
So is it safe to say that if Nicole had made it to the end with Holly, that you would have voted Nicole?
I would have, yeah.
Holly. What if Holly had won the HOH and cut Jackson to take Nicole?
Oh, I still would have voted. I just have a feeling in my gut that Nicole was the most savage game player of the season. I don't know what it is. I can't wait to watch. Or I'm going to sound like a total idiot.
Never.
And everyone's like, she coasted by. What are you talking about?
Okay. You spent a lot of time with Holly and Jackson, also known as Mickey.
Yes.
Mm. Is this couple going to last outside the house?
I don't know. Holly's really into Mickey, like really into Mickey. And I don't know if Mickey's really into her because he would say so many things. And he'd be like, ladies, my DMs are open. And that actually sparked a lot of fights with me and him because I'd call him out on his shit. And then he would be like, you're a bitch. You're just here for clout. And like all that stuff. And I was like, no, I'm just calling you out on your shit, first of all. We'll see. I think off the record or on the record, whatever.
Off the record.
I think this whole clout thing might go to his head, and I think it'll be a very turbulent relationship, but we'll see. They might be better off than me and Nick. You never know.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at the top three for America's Favorite?
No, I honestly, well, who was it? It was Cliff, Nicole.
Cliff, Nicole, and Tommy.
And Tommy. No, actually, I was so excited because being in the house with, I know that y'all heard a lot and saw a lot with Grateful and Six Shooters. Being in the house with them was so miserable because every single one of them thought that they were better than everyone that wasn't in their alliance. And it was so annoying. Even being in the jury house, I lived in this world that now I'm looking back and I was like, Like, I've been living other people's game for the past 100 days. And I did not want to see them win America's Favorite because I didn't want them to be validated. So seeing Nicole and seeing Cliff up there, and I thought Tommy, I mean, also a very valid person, seeing them up there, I was so excited. And seeing Nicole win was absolutely icing on the cake.
Okay. Kat, anything else you want our listeners to know?
I don't know. What should I tell them? Y'all really didn't ask me questions?
We didn't ask you any questions. This is the first time we're asking
questions. Are these questions like the questions you were asked?
I don't know. Okay,
what was the question? What was the big offense?
There were savage-ass questions. I don't know. I was just like, man, these are savage-ass questions. Rob has a podcast. Because I thought it was y'all. Because I thought y'all were the only ones that were like, you know, they would ask. But one of them was like, it was like, we saw a lot of crying this season, but not a lot of tears. Was that part of your gameplay? And I was like, fuck. And I didn't want to cry that much. Are you kidding? And then the other one was like, what was the other one? You mentioned a lot of times that you were only here for clout. Like, did you accomplish your goals? And I was like, what? No. Like, anyways, that wasn't y'all?
No.
No, no.
You're lying.
It's really well
not
nuts.
Conspiring. Not conspiring.
No, but see how the Big Brother house messed with my head? Y'all are sitting here telling me the truth, and I'm convinced that y'all are lying to me.
Yeah.
I gotta get out of here.
All right, Kat, I know you got a lot of interviews to get to. Thank you so much for chatting with us. I hope everything with you and Nick is going to be, you know.
It is what it is. We'll just leave it at that.
I hope you find the person that asked those questions and you wreak vengeance upon their soul.
Twitter, find them. Track them down.
All right, there's Kat, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
All right, we are here with Annalise, also known as Sis.
Yes, yay, Sis. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Yay, good. Good.
Okay. Is it weird for you to be out here not in your chicken costume?
It's so weird, but I'm so happy. I hated my chicken costume. It was so hot and gross, and I hated it so much. I did.
Okay, can you talk?
But I heard I was cute, so I guess I don't mind wearing it, but still, I didn't like it.
Can you talk us through your vote for the winner tonight?
I just feel, compared to Holly, Mickey played a better game. He did lie, manipulate a lot, and it was a dirty game, but that's what Big Brother's about, and I think he deserved it, so congrats to him.
Did you get mad when Holly said in her speech tonight that she got rid of, or that Jackson got rid of people like you who were middle targets?
No, I didn't get mad, just because, in my opinion, I wasn't a target at all the whole game. I don't even know how I ended up getting evicted. I mean, it was Taco Tuesday, obviously, but I was never a target, so. And, I mean, Jackson, like, he could have gotten a lot bigger people out. He thought I was a target, but whatever.
Will you ever be able to look at tacos the same?
No, I won't. And in the jury house, we had Taco Tuesday still.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't like it, so it didn't really happen that much, but it's a tragic, tragic event for me.
Sis, can you give us an update on you and Jack? We last saw in the jury house, it seemed like that you guys, it seemed like everything was going good during the time in the jury house, but there was no mention on the show tonight.
Me and Jack are doing great. Our connection and our relationship grew a lot stronger inside the jury house. We were able to be with each other in a non-stressful situation.
Whoa.
and non-paranoia, so we grew a lot closer, and we got to see who each other really were and got to know each other even better, and we'll see what happens next.
Is there, like, an adjective that you would use to describe Jack?
Oh, my God. Yes, but I can't think about it at the top of my head.
Did something come to mind?
I can't talk about it. We all know that I don't know what an adjective or a verb is, but I know what a noun is, I swear.
All right, well, can you give us a noun to describe Jack?
Well, noun is a person, place, or a thing. So to describe Jack as a noun, it would be, I don't know.
I mean, he's a big guy.
Well, yeah, I was going to say tall, but that's right, right?
Tall would be a noun to describe Jack. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But let's be real. Come on. Like, after third grade, do they really ask you what an adjective and a verb is. No.
I mean, it hardly ever comes up.
Exactly. So I know I'm not the only person out there who doesn't remember. Thank you. I'm not the only person out there who doesn't remember.
Derek just outed himself.
Thank you. Hey, Kat herself said she didn't know either, okay? So I'm not the only one, I swear. I'm really smart, I promise. I graduated college with a public health degree. Mm-hmm. If I wasn't smart, I wouldn't have made it through college. And I did, so I swear I'm smart, people.
How are you holding up out here? I know that it's not as hot as it was. The days are getting shorter. Sun went down earlier today, so not as hot as earlier in the summer.
Are we referencing the time that they asked me about that? I don't even know what it's called. I don't even know. What was it called again?
Daylight savings?
No, they weren't talking about daylight savings. They
said solstice?
The summer solstice. I've never heard of that. Have you guys heard of that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What the heck? Is that like daylight savings?
No, daylight savings is different.
It's just it's about, you know, how much daylight there is.
Guys, I swear I've never heard summer solstice in my life, so I never heard it before. Don't hate me. I never heard it. I swear.
It's endearing. It's endearing.
I swear I'm smart, guys. I swear I'm smart. I literally, you can go check my grades. I was a student athlete, and being a student athlete is so hard, but I actually got really good grades, so I'm smart, I swear.
You don't have to convince us.
I'm America. I'm smart, I swear.
You talked about how Jackson was a better player than Holly.
Yes.
How would you have voted if Nicole had made it there with Holly?
If Nicole had made it with Holly, I would have voted for Nicole because Nicole apparently did a lot of behind-the-scenes works. She's a master manipulator, apparently. I didn't know that. She did all this stuff I didn't know. And kudos to her because she laid low while still doing it, which was way better than I did. And she did a lot more than Holly did. So I would have voted for Nicole to win.
We saw a lot of talk about Cliff from the jury house. It seemed like he was very well respected.
Yes.
Is it right to say that if Cliff had made it to the final two, he probably would have won against anybody?
I honestly think he might have won against anybody. Everyone loved Cliff. They thought he was playing a very respectable game. He was really loyal to the people that he was working with, and I just think he's a great person, and he did a lot, and he would have gotten my vote, that's for sure.
Sis, what's next for you?
I don't know what's next for me. I'm just going to go out into the world and see what it throws at me, and hopefully it's good stuff, but I don't know.
What was your take on all of the controversy that was mentioned tonight that, you know, was brought up by Kemi and Ovi and David?
I'm happy that they got to ask and say whatever they had to say and say how they felt, and I'm happy that the people that they were saying it to were able to get a chance to apologize and see where they went wrong, and I hope that Kemi and Obi and all them take the apologies very sincerely, because I think that they apologized very sincerely. So I'm happy that both of them actually got a platform to be able to say how they felt and apologize.
Were there ever times in the house where you felt like you maybe you lost yourself a little bit and, you know, said some things?
In English or in chicken?
Oh, God. I personally think that the whole game, I stayed true to who I really was, and that's what I'm very proud of myself for doing. I think a lot of people lost themselves when they were inside the house, and they see it, and they've acknowledged it, but I think I really stayed true to who I was, and I'm happy because America got to see who I really am, and I think I'm a good person, but I guess we'll find out on Twitter.
I think you did good, sis.
Thank you.
You did well.
Thank you. I don't think I played a great game, but...
Come on. I think you played a great game.
I mean, I had a good social game, but other than that, I didn't win anything.
What about All-Stars? Will you come back for All-Stars?
If they wanted me, I would, because I'd play a way different game. I would actually lie and manipulate way sooner, and I'm definitely going to go practice that in case they do call me, which hopefully they will. I don't know.
What about other CBS shows? Would you play Love Island?
Yeah, I actually would. If me and Jack didn't end up together and they wanted me on Love Island, I would love to do it because I would love to be on more TV.
What is your take on the Nick situation now with Kat? You know, he had
what's going on there?
You.
Sis?
Oh God! Yeah. Wait, with me?
Well,
what did I do?
Bella was up.
That's his move, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
Bella was upset because he had been flirting with you. That was in the house. Then after she was out of the house, she was further upset with him flirting with you. And then in the jury house, now, you know, we're hearing about Kat.
Okay. As for me and Nick are just two very flirty people. My personality is very flirty. Nick's is very flirty as well. I love him as a friend. He's a great guy. I think that some of them were playing too petty of a game rather than actually playing Big Brother. But as for Kat and Nick, I'm not sure where they go from here. I know they're good friends and they're close, but...
Could you give us a noun or adjective to describe Nick?
Nick is flirty.
Yeah.
Yay! Woo, I got it.
Count it.
Yay.
Got it. Okay.
I was getting a little nervous about that one.
Thank you. Thank you so much for talking with us.
You've been great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Sis, you are a pleasure to talk with, and all the best to you outside the game.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
All right, we're here with Jack. Jack, how are you doing after tonight?
Wow, long night, fun night. Got to see Jackson take home the cash. It's surreal. It's crazy that it's finally here, that we're like out and about and seeing other people. You guys look great.
Thank you.
Oh, Jack, thank you.
You cast your vote for Jackson.
I did.
Over Holly. Was that something that you kind of always felt you were going to do, or did it come down to the questions?
It's really hard to say no to double-digit comp wins. Mm-hmm. You know, they work together symbiotically within their path, and it was remarkable how Holly played her game, and her social game was incredible. The way that she was able to be with the two alliances that she was with, whether it was the 8 or the 6, and to stay across the board a median level, it was really impressive. But at the end of the day, for me, the double-digit wins was kind of an important thing. And, you know, the way that he kept himself off the block from 54 to 99, I mean, just as he spoke in his speech, he had a really powerful speech. It was kind of going into it. I think there was really actually an opportunity if Nicole had made it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nicole would have, if she had won, she would have had to have won a couple more HOHs to get to that, or a couple more competitions to get to that point. I think Nicole played an incredible game. I think it's unfortunate that she came in third, but that's kind of how the game plays out.
Yeah.
You know, you get a really great player in third, and, you know, it happens. But, yeah, I was looking towards Jackson when he just got on a roll near the end of that game. So I was definitely looking that way.
Is it safe to say that if Nicole had made it to the end with Holly, that you would have voted for Nicole?
You know, I'm not going to, you know, say anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have gone that way. I mean, if Holly won more, but really in the closing weeks, the way that Holly won that memory comp at the end was really impressive. I think there was no more deserving players in the final three than those final three.
Yeah.
It was really a hard decision. But yeah, Nicole was a great player.
We saw you talk a lot about Cliff as well, and you had a lot of respect for his game.
The Big Red Hog.
If he had made it to the final two, would he have beaten anybody?
So we always talked, I talked about this to myself in the jury house. I think the opportunity where it would have been Cliff and Jackson in a final two would have been the hardest decision.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff would have been the only player to ever come back from, in one situation, a banishment or an eviction, and then to win HOH and actually win the game, if he actually were to win the game. I think that would have been a really tough decision. But a Cliff-Nicole, I still would have looked towards like a Cliff. But, yeah, I always had been rooting for Cliff. I think his Cinderella story, him as a person as well. He's just a colorful, beautiful, wonderful person. So I enjoyed spending time with him.
So, Jack, in the end of the episode tonight, there was talk about the controversy from the first part of the season. Had you had a chance to talk with Kemi off camera after everything that came up tonight?
You know, I haven't been able to speak with Kemi yet. And from what I've heard, from what I've said, her actions and the way that she feels is completely warranted. And I think there's a lot of time. The thing that I only have on my side as of right now is time. And the person that I, the things that I said and the way that I acted was out of ignorance this season. And I don't think I'll ever be able to apologize to Kemi enough. However, the things that I did say, and I do know for a fact that they are no reflection on Kemi's character or her integrity or her intelligence in any way, shape, or form. I think she's a wonderful person, and I hope that sometime in the future that maybe she'll forgive me. But I understand her frustration, and I hope that I am able to speak to her at some point.
Now, Julie had spoken with you in your exit interview, but for some of the players tonight, like Nick and obviously like Mickey, that they seem to be blindsided that this discussion was coming. Have you been able to talk with either of those guys about this?
I actually haven't been able to speak with Nick about it. Nick is constantly talking about sports right now. That's all he's catching up on. But I think he is a little shaken up by it. Mickey was very shaken up by it. He walked out and he had the confetti on his shoulders and he was really concerned. I told him at this time it's his focus to just focus on the fact that he needs to live in the fact that he just won the game. And though controversies may arise and though things have been said, I'm sure Mickey, with the brilliant person that he is and the smart guy that he is, he'll have time to be able to speak on what he's done, and I think he'll be okay in time. But yeah, I think it's definitely a tough spot for all of us. We acted out of some crazy times within that house, and out of ignorance. I'll speak on all of our behalves that probably we could have said a million different things better this year and this season. But we'll definitely, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll definitely move forward with a position to try and educate people or speak on our behalves to help people carry themselves in a light to be more nurturing towards others.
You had an interesting relationship with Ovi, where you know he really felt very close to you, but absolutely, there were, you know, there were times where you're saying things about him behind his back that you know weren't very kind. Mm-hmm. Is that another thing that you look back on with regret? Like, where did that come from?
When I first made eye contact with Ovi on the stage, he was not happy with me, and I knew that I had always made what I thought were playful remarks towards Ovi, even behind his back in the game. And I'm not proud of the comments that I made, but Ovi was always kind to me and always very nice to me. And I hope moving forward that after apologizing to him and hopefully that he gives me some time to speak to him, that he'll forgive me with time. Mm-hmm. And that all I can do is try and move forward with him and get over the things that I have said. But once again, very similar to Kemi's situation, I don't think I'll ever be able to apologize to him enough to be able to try and, you know, cover what I said. But I'll definitely move forward trying to be a better person and be more nurturing to him, absolutely, and to all people in general, for sure.
Jack, you spent a lot of time with Christy and with Tommy in the house. So what was your reaction when you found out that they know each other?
They know each other. You know, it's funny. I had my suspicions for a really long time. I never spoke about it to the DR, but there was little things. The way that they'd taught me a thing where they'd hold each other's arms and squeeze 1, 2, 3 times to tell you I love you. And I kind of put that together, but I was never too sure. And I was always kind of afraid of bringing it up and alienating myself from them. If I knew about it, I was afraid that they were going to push me away. But at the same time, it is crazy that they do know each other. It makes complete and total sense. But they're two great people that I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet in this house, and I plan on being friends with them for a really long time.
What's the status of you and Sis?
Sis is absolutely beautiful and breathtaking all the time, and she's so fun loving and spontaneous. She's great to hang around. I got to spend the rest of the summer in jury with her, and so we got to mess around all summer and tell stories and spend time together. It was a blast. I can't wait to meet her family. I don't know what the summer holds or what this fall holds. I really look forward, like I said, I'm really looking forward to meeting her family and seeing what life is like outside of the Big Brother house and outside of jury.
So upon much reflection, have you changed your stance now on shaker bottles in the fridge? Is this?
I probably should change my stance on shaker bottles in the fridge and storage of such goods. You know, at the time, I thought I was just kind of being, you know, there was people talking about how people were putting shakers in there. And I thought, you know, it was good to voice my opinion and be honest with her. And unfortunately, I probably could have gone about that a million other ways better than the way I did. I was probably a little aggressive, and I think I was aggressive a lot of cases towards Kemi. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's absolutely fair to her at all. And I can't wait to be able to speak with her more and be able to apologize to her for how I've acted this season.
So you played the game very much like out in front. Like you were basically a lot of people's meat shield. How aware of that were you? Like there was a moment there, and I think you recognized that you made the wrong call eventually. But there was a moment there where you were actually then in the middle, and all of a sudden were not the meat shield in the six shooters because Jackson was going to you, and you were not revealing that to Tommy. Yet he was telling you he wanted to go against Christy, and then still Tommy and Christy were still trusting you, and you were kind of well positioned in the middle there, and then went to Tommy and revealed the information.
Yeah.
Do you regret not playing? Did it cross your mind to play the middle in that way and just keep it together?
I'll be honest with you, it never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I wish it did. Looking back at it, I probably could have sat in the middle and let them two just go at each other. I went in this game knowing that I'd live and die by Tommy and Christy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jackson was definitely one that I partnered with, but it was so obvious to pair up with Jackson as a bromance, you know? And so I needed to keep, I was always trying to prove trust with Christy and Tommy. I was constantly trying to pull them in. And I think I tried to use that whole idea as a coin, and I shouldn't have paid it. I shouldn't have used it. I should have kept it to myself, and I'll live with that. But, you know, at the root of its cause, it was to earn trust with the people that I cared about most in that game. It turned out that, you know, going out of the house, you know, I literally put Christy on a platter. I was like, you know, I could probably live without Christy because I lost trust in her.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy's my ride or die for sure. And I loved playing the game with him.
Mm-hmm.
I loved being up late, talking game with him, just shooting the breeze. It was so fun. Shout out to Amazing Race. We'd love to get our passports going. So,
all right.
Okay, Jack, thanks for making time with us, talking through everything going on.
Thank you so much.
All the best outside the house, Jack.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for your time.
What's up, guys?
Very excited to talk to you.
Yes. I'm excited to talk to you.
America's favorite player, Christy.
Yeah, I wish.
Christy, I thought you were a lot of fun to watch
this
season.
Thank you. I thought I was fun. I don't know about to watch, though, because I haven't watched, so I guess we'll see.
Okay. Talk to us about your vote tonight.
Okay, so my vote, I am a super fan of this show, and I'm sure my vote kind of, like, surprised a few people because it was very obvious that Mickey was, like, my number one target this entire game, and I wanted his butt out so bad. But I'm a gamer. I mean, my wheels never stop turning. I respect a person who's playing hard. He had double-digit comp wins. He played the hell out of all of us. He played me, and I think that game-wise, he deserved to win, and that's why I cast my vote for him.
If Nicole had made it to the end with Holly, mm-hmm. where would your vote have gone?
Nicole would have had my vote if she made it to the end with Holly. I don't care that she evicted me. I don't think she should have evicted me because Mickey and Holly were literally unbeatable. I think she stood a better chance at a final two. If she didn't, you know, I feel like she picked a duo. She picked Mickey and Holly instead mm-hmm. of me and Tommy. I think that if she went with me and Tommy, she would have had a better chance. But I don't hold that against her. I love Nicole. I think she's a good person. And I think that she did a lot of behind-the-scenes type work that we don't really know about as roommates of hers. And I think that when I go home and watch, she is a spitfire, and I think that she would have deserved my vote if she made it.
We've heard a lot about Nicole and things that she's been doing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Where did those conversations start?
What, like with her
in the jury house?
I think we just started, like, putting pieces together and saying, well, Nicole said this about us. Oh, well, Nicole kind of made us argue, or Nicole kind of lit that match a little bit. And I think that Nicole managed to lay under the radar enough and not really win anything for a really long time. So she remains not a threat comp-wise, but also was a silent threat because she kind of planted little seeds of doubt within all of us. I mean, she, in my opinion, took down the Grateful Alliance, mm-hmm. rightfully so. And I think she did it silently without anyone even realizing it. So, yeah, I think she was like a silent killer, Nicole.
Yeah, we know that Nicole and Cliff, they were kind of banking on some mental competitions at the end of the game, and that's one of the reasons why they went with Jackson Holly over you and Tommy.
Yeah.
You're a fan of the show.
Yeah.
You know that historically there always have been mental competitions.
Yeah.
This season, though, and it seems to be a trend, I went back and I looked at the last few seasons, you know, in the end game of the season, in season 18, it was about 15% were physical competitions. Mm-hmm. 17 was about 15%. Mm-hmm. This season, about 60% of the endgame competitions were physical. How much of an impact do you think that had on who won the game?
Rigged. Totally rigged. First of all, no, I don't literally mean rigged. I mean, but like, don't think it hasn't crossed my mind. Like, what the hell? Why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm a fan of the show. I've never seen this many mental comps. I also thought
physical.
Physical. Yes. I never saw this many physical comps towards the end. I think that it had a huge impact on Mickey and Holly getting further. I also think that Mickey, though, kind of convinced us that he's not a mental threat where he is. Mm-hmm. I don't buy the whole, oh my God, all these concussions. I think that he was also...
I used to be sharp as floss, and now I can't hold a single thing.
Right, like, yeah. I don't know. I think he's mental and physical. So in terms of, you know, him winning and him getting far, like, yes, I think it was a little bit more to his advantage. Mm-hmm. But I think if they were mental, he stood a chance too.
Christy, can we talk about your signature move in the game, which took place on one Taco Tuesday in question?
It's my proudest moment.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Have you been manifesting the truth ever since?
Oh, my God. That's my claim to fame. First of all, that move. Okay, so I want to say, I literally didn't have anything to say about Annalise. Like, she's one of my closest friends in the house. What was I going to say about her other than she's not winning comps, she's kind of floating. I'm not going to bash her. So I had to find another angle. I had to find another route, and unfortunately that was blowing up someone else's game that she was tied to. I think it was scrappy, it was savvy, I did what I had to do, I played Big Brother, and it not only bought me a week, it bought me 2 weeks, because then Nick was out the door the following week. I hope I kept my cool. I am curious to watch back and see. I do know that I was sipping tea, like, not plans, but conveniently while the fight went on. But, yeah, I hope I don't look like a fool, but I'm proud of it.
I think you came off okay.
Yeah.
In the jury house, well, we saw a lot of tension between you and Nick. Have you guys been able to mend fences since we last saw you guys in the jury house?
You know what? One thing that I will say about Nick and my relationship is I think that we're kind of similar. We're both a little bit narcissistic in a sense that we think that we could just be the manipulators. And I saw through his BS and he saw through mine, and that's why we clashed. But on a personal level, like, he's, first of all, one of the funniest people I've ever met. And we're both from Jersey. And I think that after this, we're going to be fine. Once, like, he lets go of the game, like, he's not over it. He's so salty that I blew up his game. And he,
like a Taco Tuesday margarita.
Yes. But I honestly love him. And I'm just going to blast him with love until he gets over it. That's it. But no, we did, in the jury house, we did mend fences. I don't know if he'll say the same thing because he's, like I said, he's still a little salty, like the rim around that margarita. But I think we're okay.
We haven't talked to him yet.
Oh, there he is, a little chicken nugget over there.
So, something that that I've observed is that, you know, you knew Tommy coming into the game.
I did.
In seasons where there are at least one pair of people that that knew each other prior to entering the game, at least one of those people have made the final two. And that has held true this season with Holly and Kat.
Yeah.
How big an advantage of it was it to have Tommy in that house?
You know what? I will say that it was probably like 70% an advantage, but 30% a disadvantage, because having a piece of home with me was incredible. He was like my station person. He also used the veto on me twice. He always had my back. He was there to like talk me off the ledge when I was being like super impulsive. But it's also, it adds a whole other aspect to the game of secretiveness. Like, he ran from me. Anytime we were in a room together, he ran in the opposite direction. It was scary for us to get caught. So we had to watch everything we spoke about, personal lives. So it does add another challenge, but it was definitely nice to have like a piece of home and a little ounce of sanity in the house of crazy. So, yeah.
Christy, fill in the blank. Every time I look at you, I see home.
Where's the blank?
Close.
Yeah, almost. That was a fun
one. Oh, my God. Aw, is that when I was in the shower?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Was I wearing a shower cap?
I don't remember.
I was always in a towel or always in the shower.
You are going to love that clip.
Oh,
it's
God.
Amazing.
Is it really dramatic?
Yeah.
And the,
did he say that to me?
He said, whenever you look at me, you can see you home. Can see and home. It was dramatic music. And then you'd be like,
What?
I said what?
And then it would go like, Brant. And go like,
Christy,
whenever you look at me.
Every time you look at me, you can see home.
What?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's
so funny.
Hey, Kristen, you were a lot of fun this season. I know you got to go. You got a lot of interviews to do.
Oh, my God. Thanks. Cliff cannot wait to meet you. I know it. He talked about you guys like a lot. Yeah. I'm sure you know. He loves you guys.
Kristen, all the best.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, guys. So fun. Thank you so much.
Here we are.
Yes.
Boss Hogg. Cliff, how are you?
Well, I'm taking a big, giant breath of air that I didn't feel like I could do the whole time I was in that house. It was the most stressful situation. I had no clue what it was going to be like. But I loved it. I had fun. It was just very stressful.
Mm. It was, we need to thank you for all of the shout-outs.
Yeah, I love y'all's show. Every morning on the way to work, I'm listening to y'all's podcast back and forth. So y'all have given me so much insight into not just Big Brother, but a lot of reality shows. So y'all are my go-to site.
I had been looking through my LinkedIn account and stumbled upon a message sent to me by one Cliff Hogg.
Yeah, I may have found you out there at one point. At the time, I couldn't say anything, of course, and I didn't know for certain. But, y'all, I feel like I know y'all so well because I've listened to y'all so much. So, yeah, I love giving y'all shout-outs.
Yes.
Love talking to the cameras. It almost got me in trouble.
Well, yeah, we got that. We saw that.
Yeah. My wife's always said I had a big mouth, and I just kind of proved it up in Big Brother for the whole world to see. So,
well, it's a big storyline here at the end of the season was, were you going to vote for Jackson? Were you going to vote for Holly? It seemed like you were very upset with Jackson.
I was.
But ultimately, you cast your vote
for
him.
Well, at the end, I was a little upset. But at the end, I get where he was coming from, and it was a little bit more of a strategic threat than it was a personal attack on him saying that. And I didn't want to be a bitter juror. I really wanted to award it to who I thought did the better job. And objectively, it seems like it was Mickey. He got me. He conned me. So, if he got me, I can't not give him credit for it.
Okay, well, let's talk about that because that was the big controversial decision at the Final Five, Cliff. Which way were you guys going to go?
We didn't know. We went back and forth so much on that thing. Hindsight being 2020, keeping a showmance, probably a bonehead move that I just have to own. I was too loyal and too trustworthy at the end. I didn't separate as much what I do in real life from playing in the game. But I really didn't trust Tommy. I thought he was such a strong competitor. He had just told me about his connections with Christy, and I was worried about his effect in the jury house. I also knew he was tighter with Nicole than he was with me, and I was worried if he had control, he would be taking her along. Whereas with Mickey and Holly, even though it was a showmance, I also felt they were more inclined to possibly take me along as a final three as opposed to Nicole. Now, looking back, maybe that wasn't so much the case. But, I've had several days to look at a whole long list of why in the hell did you pick Holly over Tommy? And, if I had to do it over again, it would go a different direction. But I've got to own what I did and move on from it.
So. I know another big aspect of your endgame plans were kind of anticipating some mental competitions that you might be able to win. I was looking back because it seems like there's been a trend of very physical competitions in the endgame recently, and just in the last few seasons, the amount of physical competitions has basically multiplied four times, from about 15% in the endgame to about 60% in the endgame, which definitely seems to be a disadvantage to a player like you, is going to be able to compete in mental competitions, but when you're up against Jackson Mickey in a physical competition, you're going to have a hard time. Is that something that you feel impacted your game?
Oh, absolutely. And I got to be honest, I probably made a mistake of studying the earlier competitions more than the later ones because the old guy seems to go home so often that I was really paying attention to the first half of the game and the end game. Yeah, I was thinking, I've been a fan since season 8, and I was thinking about a lot of the mental competitions with faces and all of that. But as we hit some of these last competitions, I started thinking, I kind of remember something like this before, and maybe I shouldn't have just assumed it was going to be straight-up mental all the way through, but it is what it is. And not to take anything away from Mickey, I think he's a lot smarter than he let on as well.
Yeah.
But I also saw Tommy studying those memory walls, and he knew his days so well, and I just worried so much about having to compete against him because I was thinking, if it is a memory competition, Tommy's going to do so well. If it's a physical competition, Mickey's going to do well. And I couldn't send Mickey home. It was either Holly or Tommy, either one. Mm-hmm. If Mickey had been the one on the block, he would have been gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the option I had. And so it is what it is.
Another big choice you made in the season was the first time you battled back. You won the HOH.
Yeah.
You made the big move.
I did.
and then a twist kind of came and twisted you up.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people that were really hoping that you would lie to Christy and throw up, you know, her or Tommy or whoever. Ultimately, you decided not to. And I, at the time, I was saying, you know what? I'm disappointed it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I see the logic.
We want a good TV, Cliff.
Yes.
Yeah, we like good TV.
And I thought about it. And I didn't come into this game saying, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be devious. But my thinking at the time was, this game is so early. If I do it right now, no one's going to trust me from this point on. My word isn't going to mean squat, and I would rather save it for later in the game. I was able to buy 2 weeks of safety with it, and I was just waiting for that group of eight, group of six to implode. And so I thought buying that time was better than kind of making a big move and causing problems for me the rest of the game. So.
Okay. Cliff, I know you have to run away. One more question for you. We're gonna that we'd love to talk with you in a longer setting. But Cliff, it sounds like we know that you're a happily married man, but it sounds like that you had some wild escapades before the wife.
Before the wife. Not really. I'm a very tame kind of guy. I'm a storyteller. Let me just put it like that. I am a storyteller. But no, my wife is nothing. Nothing occurs before the wife. That's when my life began.
Okay.
I don't remember anything before that.
Sound like it. Sounds like there were some good stories there. All right. Cliff Hogg, thank you so much for making time to talk to us. Congratulations on getting
the podcast, my favorite site. Y'all keep me entertained for hours and hours. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
We are here with America's favorite player. Nicole Anthony from Strong Island.
Yeah, baby.
Nicole, very excited to talk to you. You have so much support outside the house.
Wow, that's incredible to hear. Thank you.
Yes, I love you. All of our fans love you. When I knew that I was going to come here, the first thing that everyone wanted me to say was give Nicole a big hug and tell her how much we love her and how much we respect her game, and you are wonderful.
Wow, that means so much. I've been watching the show since season 10, so over a decade, and I'm such a mega, mega fan, and to hear that I've had this impact is tremendous. It's tremendous!
Well, I can tell you personally, like I've watched this show since I was a kid, and I always have trouble like finding people on the show that I feel like I can relate to, that I feel like I can watch and like just be like happy because they're just like a good person. I know I have faith that they're gonna like do the right thing, and like you are very much that person.
Oh my gosh!
You know you have so much support, and Ovi and Kemi were outside rooting for you.
Yes, I love them. I love them so much. I miss them. They went out really early, and that made me really sad.
Yeah.
They're good people.
They are.
Okay. Nicole, let's talk about where it ended up going wrong. You were right there. You and Cliff had the big decision to make at the Final Five, and ultimately you guys decide to stick with Holly and with Mickey.
Yes.
You, it seemed like, wanted to keep Tommy, but ultimately you guys end up deciding to vote Tommy out.
Yes.
Do you feel like you could have spoken up more and changed Cliff's mind?
I feel like I did speak up a lot, and me and Cliff did actually waver together. So there were moments when Cliff was like, you're right, let's keep Tommy. And ultimately it came down to, well, moving forward with these competitions, who do we think we could beat? Well, we probably have a better chance of beating Holly than we do Tommy. Tommy's a big physical threat, but also mental. We didn't think Holly was that big of a mental threat, but that was her strategy, and she's got brains, and she was holding them back. So, yeah. It is frustrating, but there's no way of knowing how it would have unraveled.
Yeah, something that we talked to Cliff about and a few others is that the physical competitions at the end of the season, there were so many of them, especially in comparison to recent seasons. Now, as a fan, you probably were expecting more mental competitions. Mm-hmm. You didn't really get them.
No.
Was that frustrating?
Oh, my gosh, so frustrating. I like to credit myself as being smart and being really intelligent, and I can do puzzles, and I was waiting for more, you know, counting and, you know, not like days without climbing walls and faces without having to run around, you know, and there was a lot of running and climbing and balancing, and that's not my strong suit, so it was very frustrating.
Was it so? What was it on the climbing? Because we thought maybe this is the time, maybe this is Nicole's chance. She can win part two. It's days. What happened?
Oh my gosh! I thought I did so well during that competition, and then I realized that I had one wrong, the clown one. And what I do, I went and switched Al the Alien to another number. And then I was like, no, I didn't switch. So I ended up having to go back and forth a couple times when I shouldn't have. So I questioned myself too much and didn't just didn't just go with my gut. Ah.
Nicole, what happened to you with birds? What caused the major phobia with birds? Aren't birds harmless?
No. Lovely
little creatures?
Nope. Okay, first of all, birds are not harmless. They have sharp beaks, sharp talons, wings that they flutter in your face. Feathers are creepy. Their little beady eyes are creepy. And I don't understand how they balance on their legs. They have these big, humongous bodies with these little two-stick legs, and that doesn't make sense to me. But with that being said, it all started with a turkey. When I was little, I went to the farm, and my neighbor was like, oh, you want to see the turkey? I'm like, yeah. I'm thinking, like, you know, the ones that you trace with your hand. Like, oh, cute little turkey. And it was this ginormous thing. Its wings covered its feet, and it just, like, glided across the ground. Like, it was floating. Like, big, freaky, floaty turkey. And it scarred me for life. And I just don't like birds. We don't get along, you know?
I believe in one of your HOH letters, I think your mother referred to herself as Mama Bird.
Mama Bird. It's time for baby bird to fly.
Is that why you locked them in the basement?
Yes, okay. So I'm not sure why my mom wrote Mama Bird. She knows I don't like birds. She could have just...
We thought it was code.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that was, but... I locked them down in the basement because they had a Rudolph bag and they wouldn't tell me what was in it.
Yes, what was in the bag?
I don't know.
You never
still
found
don't know?
Out?
I never pursued it. They
Why did you let them out?
They coaxed me out with chocolate after like an hour, so I accepted the chocolate and I forgot about the bag.
Oh, no.
I get easily distracted. We've discovered that in this house as well, too.
All right. Well, we're going to need to get to the bottom of this at some point, okay?
What was in the bag?
Yes. Is the Pegasus drawing still on the fridge?
Yes, it should be, unless somebody took it down. I haven't been there for, 3 months. So, okay. I mean, maybe they got rid of my stuff. Maybe they moved me out. I don't know. Do I still live there? Who knows?
It seems like that you were somebody whose game seems very misunderstood by the jury. That even talking to people here tonight, they don't know. Was this an accident? Was Nicole the mastermind? How does that feel for you that there was so much confusion about what your game was like?
I think it's very, very funny. I always did what felt right to Nicole, and everything I did was on purpose because it felt right in my gut. Yes, some things worked out, and I was like, yeah, you know? But, like, ultimately, it was my choice, and I did it for me. And I know a lot of people don't get why I did what I did, but I did it, and it worked.
Yeah, I asked Jess about the moment where you told her about the deal with Cliff and them, and I said, well, like, would you be surprised if I said she just felt bad and she told you about it? And she's like, no. No.
See, here's the thing with that. Like, I felt so bad because if I had won HOH, I would never nominate Jess.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she needs to know this. And also, a little part of me, because I wanted to talk to Jess more about it, but she went rogue and started fighting with the house. But another part of it, too, was like, I need to make it known to somebody because this six could very easily pin it on me and Cliff. And they could tell me, if Mickey or Holly wins, they could tell them, hey, guess what? It was Nicole and Cliff that formed this alliance. So I needed to, like, I wanted to help Jess because that bothered me so much that she was left out. But I also was covering my base.
Yes. You were asked about the big blow up early on. Mm-hmm. We call it when Undeniable happened because they ended up making an alliance named Undeniable. That was a very intense moment. It was very intense just watching it. I can only imagine how it was for you. Do you feel like that, you referenced that moment a few times afterwards as something that kind of made you feel a little gun-shy in the game. Is that the case? Did you feel a little less inclined to make moves after that point?
I know that instance, like, it definitely made me realize, like, okay, all these people are together and Nicole's on the outs, she's an underdog. That sucks, especially someone who loves this game so much. Like, I just wanted to play. I didn't want to be seen as, like, this horrible person who everybody hated on a personal level. But I don't think it really influenced what I would have done moving forward. Like, had I won HOH early, I would have put up some of the big fish. Like, I would have put up the Mickey and the Jacks of the game. But in that moment, yes, it was... At first, it was so frustrating, and I was so angry, and I wanted to go in there and just, hash them a new one and tell them what I had to say and let New York Nicole out. And as the week went on and people were still acting weird, then I just got very down on myself and very dejected and very like, damn, I came to play this game and now it's going to be over.
Yeah. Are you excited to play Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yes! Oh my gosh. Okay, so I bought it before I came out here, but I didn't get to play it yet. I'm so excited. Yes, I am excited to play it.
Would you play Big Brother again?
I would. And I know in that house, I apologized to anybody who saw me cry. And then I laughed, but then I cried. And then I was fine, but then I cried. So I apologized to everybody who had to watch me cry. But it was a tremendous experience, and I would do it again in a heartbeat.
There were a few times throughout the game where it seemed like you might flip on, it was usually Cliff, in particular that week with Jess. You know, you had told Jess that you were really considering keeping Jess and getting rid of Cliff. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things Jess felt burned by. She felt like you never really intended that and that you were just kind of leading her on. Were you really considering that in that moment, or was it just kind of a flight of fancy? Or
to be honest, like, I, not to cut you off, I apologize, I always waver between both. When it was Kat and Cliff, I wavered. I always weighed the pros and cons of everybody all week. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with Jess. I weighed the pros and cons, and I'm like, okay, this is the pros of Jess. This is the pros of Cliff. Cliff is closer to Mickey and Holly, but Jess is closer to me. But Jess is more emotional than Cliff. So, you know, I weighed the pros and cons. So, like, whenever I told people, like, I'm leaning towards you, I meant it. It was just me being wavering.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just describe what it means to you to be America's favorite player?
Oh, my gosh. It means the world. I honestly can't even wrap my brain around the fact that I got that. I just view myself as little old Nicole. I play this game. I play it my way. And I really didn't even think I'd be memorable or recognized or anything notable this season. So to hear that, I just have the utmost love for America, and I'm just so thankful.
Okay, Nicole, I know you got to go to do more interviews, but we would love to talk with you longer in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Anytime. Yeah. I'm ready.
Enjoy everything that's waiting for you outside the house.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you again.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, we're here with David. David, how are you?
I am the first evictee of season 21, but I'm doing amazing right now.
You're back in the backyard.
This is where a lot of fun things happen, a lot of unfortunate things happen. Actually, I think I was right here where Cliff beat me down 6-0 in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I'll never forget it. Game 7, LeBron, Cliff, he did his thing.
Yeah, that was rough. You know, there have been just a few of these, you know, night one evictees so far. Have you been in contact with any of them about this shared experience that you have?
Glenn reached out to me and said, hey, bro, this sucks. I am part of your, you know, limited, you know, players. I got limited in night one. He just reached out and said, hey, it sucks, but, you know. Yeah. You had your chance, and maybe there's a redemption season incoming, and we'll have our chance to play together, maybe even team up.
How much did you follow the rest of the season once you were out of the house?
It's very difficult. I am a very competitive person. I didn't come from the Big Brother background of being a super fan. So I just came in like, okay, I have a chance to win $500,000. I'm going to be very competitive and showcase a sense of being able to read people. And I just wish things could have been differently. I just wish I could have played in an HOH comp, at least something. I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the winner being Jackson?
He banished me, so I'm going to say this with a bias. I didn't want him to win. I just felt like some of his gameplay, some of the elements of what he would say behind closed doors was very negative. But he won. I want to give credit to that. I don't want to be just a negative Nancy because I lost to him. I just wish there wasn't a day one eviction. I just wish there was an opportunity to leverage my skill set and abilities truly in this game.
One of my favorite moments in the season was you and Jackson were in the kitchen, and he was talking about being camp director. I had to put up 4 people right away. 3 of them come back. It was so bad. And you were just, like, sitting there listening. You're like, sounds hard, man. Like, yeah.
I remember that. And the part of what Jackson's, when he would try to, like, tell you things and try to convince you to behave in a certain manner, he would try to convince you why are we best for your game. And every time he said it twice to me. When he first was going to put me up for banishment. Second, when I first came back, like, I read through it. I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, and I hear you trying to say, oh, it's better for your game. I knew you were going to come back. And it's like, no. Like, this is a negative aspect of my game. I didn't want to be banished because there's a chance I wouldn't come back. And unfortunately, that was the truth. I didn't come back.
Yeah, man. It's do you feel like you were going to be positioned if you were the one to come back? We saw Cliff ultimately make it to the final four. We're hearing from the jury that if he had made it to the final two, he probably would have won. Do you think you would have seen the same amount of success, or do you think you would have done better?
I'm going to, you know, I think Holly and myself, I was gaining momentum on the social game. I had Cliff, Nicole, Jess, specifically even Sam and Nick building a team to challenge the bigger side of the house that were mm-hmm. garnering a lot of like attention and a lot of momentum. I was building something and people saw it. I would literally, during the day, inside the house when we locked in, I'd be running back and forth and up and down stairs, drenched in sweat, because I want to show people, like, yo, I'm coming to attack. Like, I want you guys to know, like, I am not afraid and I'm coming in. Yeah.
People were scared of you in that house.
People were scared, and I hope that the fear that they had wasn't bias, natural biases, or I just hope that it was just they saw a strong game player mm-hmm. and you know, yeah.
Do you plan on talking to them about that in the future? Is that something that that you want to like follow up on?
We as human beings on this planet live for a long time, and we are conscious beings, and I think that the individuals that made bad choices, and you know, when they see the effects of those choices, I hope they can grow as individuals. I hope that them growing as individuals, becoming better, can showcase people out there that if you have these same type of things, and you can grow as a person, you can identify them, and you can have better relationships for the rest of your life if you can identify these things and grow off it. Big Brother can bring attention to those things that in any other, you know, environment you would never see, and this opportunity for them to grow from it.
How did you feel about the responses that you got tonight on the finale from some of these people?
This is instant. Anytime you're called out on something, you want to say sorry immediately. Mm-hmm. It takes more than just being sorry at the very forefront of your of being called out and identifying some of your mistakes. It's going to take some due diligence, some identifying, and really looking at some of the content and some of the things that you said, and then really going, really bringing those to the forefront, and then talking about it, having a deeper conversation.
Okay, David, we know you got to run. Thank you for making some time to talk to us. And, you know, we're just left with what might have been, because it really did seem like you had this house pegged.
Man, I am campaigning for another shot. I don't want to do Survivor. I don't want to do Amazing Race.
What's wrong with Survivor?
Nothing's wrong with those shows. Like, I would love the opportunity to do them, but I feel like I my goal of being the first African-American to win Big Brother is unfulfilled.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
David,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Good to see you again, man.
We are here with America's prankster, Nick.
I am America's prankster. Yes, I am indeed.
Yeah. Okay. Nick, can you talk through your vote tonight?
I voted strictly based off of gameplay. I was going to vote for the best competitor, the best game player. I thought Jackson was both of them. I think Jackson doesn't get enough credit for his social game. But competition-wise, old boy set the record. He's got 11 wins. He competed better than most people I saw. Every time his back was against a wall, kid would say, body's an object, or I got a job to do, and he would do his job. I mean, I don't really know how you could vote for anyone else. I kept it strictly based off the game. Obviously, we had design questions for him that he had to answer, and you know that we were, you know, wanted to hear how he responded to them, but I thought I heard enough that was able for me to give him my vote.
What does a goat sound like?
I don't know. So I know a sheep. I was like, but I don't know what a goat sounds like. They didn't even get my joke until afterwards. I had to tell it to them. But I mean,
and you're a jokester.
I guess. I mean, I try to joke around a lot. I try to keep everything loose. I've only been watching since 17, and Tyler was my goat before then. So and I still think Tyler's really up there. But, I mean, what Jackson did this season, not being evicted, like, and winning that many comps and winning, like, whenever he had to, he won. Like, he probably threw – I know he was throwing comps in the beginning, too, so he probably could add more. So I'm utterly impressed with his gameplay.
Now, you were the king of being in the middle. You were in a really great spot after Sam went out. You were right there. You had a thing going on with Cliff and Nicole. Then on the other side of the house, yeah, you had one foot in with Tommy. So you were in this great position. What happened?
So what happened was my game continuing to get blown up. Kat blew it up when she left. And then Jess was trying to get me as a replacement nom during Tommy's HOH. And then Christy decided that she was going to use her campaign to blow up my game. So at that point, I was just so frustrated that I just didn't want to handle it anymore. I was literally sitting outside the RV reading the Bible and heard Christy say she was going to blow up my game. So at that point, I just couldn't handle it. So I blew it up. And honestly, I think that the people that I was working with already knew exactly where they stood and knew everything. Like, so I don't think it was old news. I think that people were threatened by me by a game standpoint, and they did what was best for them, but it sucks. I needed Sis to stay. If Sis would have stayed, I would have had votes going forward for days. So that was huge. When she left, I knew I was in trouble.
Are you going to have trouble eating tacos?
No, I love tacos. The Taco Tuesday fight was like, it was what it was. Like, it wasn't anything personal. Like, me and Christy kept it completely game, even though we were yelling at each other. Like, sure, she gets on my nerves and I get on hers, and we have like a love-hate relationship. So it wasn't anything personal. I told her that little after. I was like, I respect that we both kept that game wise, and it is what it is.
Nick, can we talk about the some of the different showmances from the season between that, of course, that there was the whole thing with Bella, but then the Jury House came along. We were all very surprised to see a blossoming showmance with Kat. Well, that you did not seem happy that was brought up tonight. Was that a misrepresented on the show?
No, absolutely not. It wasn't misrepresented by any means. Everything I said about Isabella was true. I said I wasn't sure what was going to happen by the time we got out. It just happened that when I got into the Jury House, I started to develop feelings for Catherine. And unfortunately, it's not a real-world setting where I could give her a call and let her know. Trust me, I begged. I tried my best when the cameras were there to not do anything affectionate, no kissing, nothing like that. I don't think that was shown. I don't know what was shown. They would ask me questions. I said I don't want to answer them.
That's what we saw.
Okay,
yes.
Well, they also sit you next to whoever they want you to sit next to. They also take shots of whoever they want to take shots of. So I don't know what it looked like. I really just wanted to be the one to tell Isabella. I didn't want her to find out like that. And I'm really just upset for her. I own up to everything. Like, we were in a jury match. Like, that was true. But I didn't want her to find out like that. I didn't want to respect her like that. I know that apparently she had broke up with me before then, but I did not know that. And I was acting not know. I love Sam, sorry. I was acting not on that, so I had to take full responsibility for everything, but I'm just sorry that...
You feel like you're in the clear because she broke up with you before?
Not. Hell no, I don't feel like I'm in the clear. I have a lot to explain it to. Like I said, I did not know that she had broke up with me, so I was acting based off of... Sorry, I'm not trying to laugh, because Sam is funny. I acted based off of thinking that we were still together. I just happened to develop feelings for Catherine, and it was unfortunate that I wasn't able to contact that and tell that to Isabella. So it's just sad. I have to talk to Isabella. I'm going to apologize to her. I understand that she doesn't want to talk to me again. I take full responsibility for my actions.
What about you and Kat now? What's that?
So me and Kat are just continuing to be friends. Going forward, we both said we didn't want a relationship coming out of this. I do plan on hanging out with her. I'm going to go to Dallas to watch a Cowboys game, not because I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm going to wait until the Eagles go. When the Eagles go to play, then I will go to a game. But Kat's a good, great person. I really don't have a problem with anyone on the cast. I know people have problems with me, and that's okay. But I do love everyone. So, yeah, I plan on hanging out with... I'm going to try to hang out with everyone.
Okay.
If Nicole had made it to the end with Holly, who would you have voted for?
Nicole would have got my vote 100%. I was saying in jury, and like I said, I don't know what was shown, but in the beginning when I first got there, they asked me if I wanted Nicole to win. I was like, yeah, I love Nicole, but she had zero comp wins, so I was like, I can't give her a vote, and then she just kept winning and winning and winning, and then she got three, and I'm like, girl's killing it, and then I realized what Nicole was doing behind the scenes. She blew up... She blew up that six deal that I made to keep her safe, which didn't help my game. I'll talk to her about it. I'm just curious to why she did it. She played a great game, and I think America saw that as well. So I have a feeling she's a big savage in the DR. So I'm excited to watch the season.
Are you all good with Christy now? It seemed like the last time we saw you guys on TV that it seemed like that there was definitely still some tension.
I think that there's still tension. There was still tension in the Jury House. I think me and Christy have very conflicting personalities. She definitely likes to be the center of attention, and she doesn't like to admit when she's wrong, but we have a love-hate relationship. I think we were cordial. I don't know if we're going to be hanging out when I get out of here, but at the same time, like, I don't hate her. I don't have anything like dislike about her. She's just very frustrating.
A big point of contention you had with Nicole early on is that you felt like she was leveraging her anxiety to use as something in your relationship.
Yeah, I gotta explain that.
Do you want
to? Yeah, I want to explain that. So I was, you know, that was brought to my attention. So you have to understand from my point of view, me and Nicole both came in the house, and we could not eat for weeks. Like, we were struggling to put down food. We were very anxious. We would check in with each other every day. Hey, have you eaten today? Have you eaten today? And when that happened, I thought she used my anxiety against me. And I was like, oh, my God, does she have anxiety, or was she playing me the whole time? Like, I was like, oh, my God, did she just manipulate me and use me? And I didn't mean it in a negative way by any means. I was like, oh, my God, was that her gameplay? Like, did she just do that to me? And it wasn't a character thing against her. I thought that was her move. I do believe that Nicole has anxiety. And obviously me and Nicole had a great relationship throughout the whole game, especially after that moment. But I didn't mean it in a negative way. I was like, oh, my God, like, she just got me. She got me. I was confiding in her, and she betrayed my anxiety with her a lot. And I thought that she had betrayed it, but that wasn't the case. I wasn't sure. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. How different is this season if you and Bella believed Nicole when she came to you during your HOH early on?
It was a tough situation. I just didn't have enough time. Nicole literally told me 30 seconds before I had to make my nomination, so I didn't have a lot of time to talk to Sam, to talk to Chrissy, to talk to Tommy about my decision. I wasn't going to blindside them with my noms. At the same time, there was also Camp Comeback, and I wasn't trying to put up Jack or Jackson and have them come back and then be beat. So the Camp Comeback was more of an influence than me believing Nicole.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for talking all this through. What a ride for you this summer.
Yeah, it's been a great ride. I had a lot of ups, especially when I got up there.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Sam is so funny. I told everyone in the beginning that I got in there, I was up high, and then I was at the lowest of lows. I had nobody. I was sitting there by myself, and I worked so hard to get back to where I was, and it got taken away, unfortunately. But it was an amazing game, an amazing experience, and I would love to do it again, to be honest with you.
Was the Zingbot unfair about your haircut?
So the thing was with my hair is I actually got my hair done. I was losing my hair, and I spent a lot of money on my hair. So I was letting it grow out because I wasn't used to having my hair long. So I didn't really realize that it probably wasn't the best look. I was technically supposed to style it like I have it now, but I had never done that before, and I was like about to go on live TV, like on a show, and I was scared, so I just kind of let it ride down, and I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but apparently it was. But it was funny.
Nick, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, guys. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Nick. And, of course, we are going to take a quick break from the interviews here in the backyard. I'm going to tell you about our sponsor for this special podcast, our friends over at ButcherBox, with a great offer for RHAP listeners at butcherbox.com/RHAP. All right, back here in the studio, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at ButcherBox. And when it comes to getting meat, quality matters. You don't want to be a have-not. Not everyone has convenient access to high-quality meat. That's where ButcherBox comes in. ButcherBox helps you find that hard-to-find 100% grass-fed finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, or wild-caught salmon that you can't get at the grocery store. ButcherBox believes everyone deserves high-quality, humanely sourced meat. It's so easy to get that with ButcherBox because they send it right to your door. I got yesterday a sample from ButcherBox so I could talk about it on the podcast. I was amazed when I opened it up. I mean, forget going to the big bulk grocery store that will remain nameless that I normally have to do. We are loaded up. I couldn't believe how much meat they're packing into one butcher box. We opened it up. Taryn had the bacon this morning and said some of the best bacon that he's ever had. You're going to love ButcherBox. So much more convenient than going to the grocery store, or if you don't have a high quality food store near you, ButcherBox is going to save you a lot of time and money. It's a no-brainer. The best meat shipped right to your door. Options like 100% grass-fed and finished beef, plus much more. You can customize your box or go with one of theirs that they came up with, and they've got 9 to 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Great for families and meat lovers everywhere. Right now, ButcherBox has an incredible offer for you. They are offering new members
Ground beef for life. What? Yes. 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the life of the subscription, plus $20 off your first box. Again, I repeat, that's ground beef. 2 pounds of ground beef in every box for the rest of your life on your subscription at ButcherBox. Just go to butcherbox.com/RHAP. Enter promo code RHAP at checkout. That's butcherbox.com/RHAP. Or enter promo code RHAP at checkout. Let's get back to the backyard.
Yeah, do that with us.
All right.
Come on in.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
What the F was what?
Nick kind of just asked me if I was going to be at the party later.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This guy, where does he get off? Everywhere.
It was an aggressive ask. Yeah. Like, I'm more than willing to talk about it, mm-hmm. but that was kind of an aggressive ask, so I don't really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think, is there going to be drama at the party here?
No, I really don't want any more drama. Like, I feel like if you watched the show tonight, you saw, like, how I acted and how I, mm-hmm. you know, kind of voiced. I stated something, and I kind of left it at that. And I definitely want us to have a private conversation. But, like, clearly we're not going to be in another, like, romance. He's having something else on the side. And, like, I'm trying to move on from it. And mm-hmm. But that was freaking weird. Like, that was really weird.
He might find another one by the party.
Oh my God, probably. I wouldn't put it past him.
This guy.
So, yeah.
Well, what is it like to, I mean, you are going through this, you know, strange relationship experience, and not only is it, I imagine, a difficult thing to go through, but there's cameras right here, and we have microphones, and we're talking to you about it. Like,
yeah, it's... I mean, the whole Big Brother experience is amazing, but, like, traumatizing. Because it's just, like, there's so much going on. There's so many working parts. And even when you're out of the show, like, you're still so part of the show. And it's great. But it's, like, sometimes, like, I want to take a moment to myself and just be, like, okay, like, what are my values, my morals, my goals that are not BB-related? And you have to take yourself out of that BB, like, mindset, you know? And, like, even with the Nick stuff and the relationship stuff is, like, I don't always want to be dragged back into it. And I was... telling someone, like, just a few minutes ago, when the whole Cat Nick clip came out, I was literally driving home from work, and my phone was just getting blown up, and I'm like, what is going on? Like, I'm not even on the show, I'm irrelevant, you know what I mean? And all these people are contacting me, like, how do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? I'm like, feel about what? And it's, like, so funny, because, like, he's not even in the show either. Like, he was in jury. I'm out of the house. Like, I'm pre-jury. Like, why are we still relevant? So, it's wild.
The perfect crime.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a lot said about things that people regret doing in the house. Are there mm-hmm. things that you regret having done in the house?
I think that a lot of, like, the regrets and things like that are things I spoke about already in mm-hmm. my, like, post-eviction interviews that I still hold true. But it's, like, something that I'm not going to continue regretting, because I think I've already grown in this month from being mm-hmm. outside the house, being humbled by the millions of fans out there. It's been a process, and definitely there's so many things that I did regret, but I feel like I've already spoke about them.
How are you and Kemi now?
I think that is, like, still a conversation to be determined. I think it's just because it's, like, even though we've both been out, like, it's not necessarily, like, we've had so many opportunities to have one-on-one conversations. And also, the show was still going on. There's still a lot of feelings there, and there's a lot of emotions. And I think everything is going to take a lot of time to kind of work through that. I'm definitely not opposed. Like, we both went to the same school. Like, I find her very humorous. Like, I find her, like, sarcasm extremely similar to my dry humor. So definitely is, like, something I would love to work out. But I understand if she needs time, and, like, you know, everyone could be stubborn, and everyone has their own time to process things. You can't rush it. So that's, yeah.
Bella, what'd your mom say when you got home?
Oh my God, my mom didn't talk to me for, like, 15 days, and then now I have learned that you have to deal with it by texting her all the time, like, Mom, I'm eating. Mom, I got a job. Mom, I'm moving. So it's been hard, but I think we, from the show, you know, it's kind of what we needed, this little kick in the butt for her to, like, see me 24/7 to be like, oh, so that's what my delinquent daughter is doing all the time. You know what I mean? So now she's kind of getting to know the real me, and she's like, all right, I guess I got to accept it now. It's out in the open. But it's great, because now we have great communication. She's still super disappointed in me for going on the show, but, like, it's mom things, you know? Like, she's not super disappointed. She's, like, proud, and she thinks that, like, I've grown as a person from it.
If you had been on the jury, mm-hmm. who would you have cast your vote for between Jackson and Holly?
If I had been on the jury, I think I would have cast it for Jackson, just because, I mean, with even from day one, camp director, like, people saw him as a huge threat. That was literally, like, the conversation from the moment he walked in the house. The fact that he made it to Final Two, I do think it speaks about game. I think that the way he went about it might have had personal attacks, but, like, we have learned that Big Brother is personal. Big Brother is a personal game. Big Brother is not just about strategy. It's about the personal relationships you make and how do you make personal relationships. You target personal things about people and you get to know them on a personal level. Big Brother is not just about strategy.
All right. Bella, what's next for you after the show?
Just laying low a little bit. No, just enjoying life. I have a new job. You know, I moved into a new apartment. I'm in Santa Monica. I love Los Angeles. I love being here. And it's kind of just like seeing what opportunities might come next. Definitely, I want to say yes to everything. Like, I chopped off my head.
Yeah, your hair looks incredible, Bella.
Thank you. So I did this 24 hours ago on a whim because I was like, you know what, like, I'm ready for change. Like, I am not afraid to let go. Yeah. Like, Nick, like, goodbye. Like, I just, like, doesn't matter to me. So
girl, bye.
Girl, bye for sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Bella, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right. We are here with Kemi. Kemi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Very happy to see you.
I know. I'm happy to be here with you guys. It's always fun. With Rob, yes. Has a podcast.
Our best friend from Big Brother 21.
I'm your bestie?
Yeah, we hang out all the time now.
Are you going to get keychains?
Keychains? How does that work?
Bestie keychains, like best friends. Like.
Oh,
keychains.
Okay, sure.
Like yes. BFF?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. There you go.
Kemi, emotional night for sure. You guys, the pre-jury, did have a really big impact in this show where I felt like that everything was pretty predictable up until that last 15 minutes. And then that was really intense. And we saw a lot of the house guests really get blindsided that that came up tonight. You had the line of the night, I think, when you talked about how people maybe shouldn't apologize for things that they don't know what they're apologizing for.
Yeah, I think it's important to reflect on your actions before you try to kind of absolve yourself of guilt. Like, it doesn't make sense to say that you're sorry about something and expect people to accept that apology if you don't even know what you're apologizing for. So, I mean, I think a lot of the house guests will be able to look back on their time and understand why they were received the way that they were once they get their phones back. Yeah.
How did you feel they did in terms of response? Did you feel like some were better than others?
I felt like there was a lot of deflection on Jackson's part. Jack, I think, you know, I mean, I'm not someone who accepts apologies that I feel aren't genuine, so I just can't take them seriously regardless. So if you say that, like, you're so sorry for, like, what you said because Julie brought them up, like, that's not the only thing you said. So, yeah, I hope that when they see footage back from the season and understand, like, why it was so important to make a statement at finale, that they can, like, be better people going forward.
What about in terms of this final two? I know that you were pulling for Nicole, but if you had a vote on this jury, would you have gone Jackson, also known as Mickey, or Holly?
Oh, my God, I would have gone Holly. I realize now that I would have been a bitter juror. Like, coming into the season, I'm like, I would never vote bitter. Like, I'm going to be the most impartial juror. Like, I'm going to vote based, like, strictly on gameplay. But now that I've talked about it with some alum, it's like, I don't know what the concept of a bitter juror actually is, because if Big Brother is a social game, like everyone says, then the social aspect has to come into it at some point. So I would have voted for Holly because I felt like she went the extra mile to create genuine relationships with people that weren't just, oh, like, no one else is talking to you. Let me talk to you before I talk, like, crap behind your back. She was actually a little bit more genuine in her relationships with people. But that's also me on the outside looking in.
Do you feel like Jackson played the better game?
I think he won more comps. But, I mean, this isn't comp beast brother. It's a social game. So I think, socially, I think he did well, but Yeah, he probably did play the better game. Yeah. But I still wouldn't have voted for him. I would have been bitter. Sorry.
How did you feel about how the pre-jury segment went overall? Did you feel like they handled it appropriately? Did you feel good about it?
Yeah, I felt really good about the pre-jury segment. I think, honestly, even just the order in which we answered the questions was perfect. Mm-hmm. Ovi, then myself, then David. I think it was really nice to kind of just round it all out and end it with David because it was so impactful, and just Jackson's reaction to it all just kind of says everything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever
took the wind out of his sails.
I've ever seen he got his confetti, but at what cost, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a sense he saw it coming, mm-hmm. But he didn't know the magnitude of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were fantastic, of course.
Thank you.
Very. You look amazing.
Thank you.
overall, you've now watched this season. Did you enjoy the experience of like watching the season? Was it like?
I watched up until I was evicted, and then mm-hmm. I took a lot of pleasure in watching Eviction Night.
Yeah.
Just watching each person get evicted. But
that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun for me, but just... it's difficult watching the season knowing that, like, you were once in the house, and it's like, oh, you know, that pillow's in that corner. It just gives you this feeling of just, like, I don't know, like, a little bit of tension, and it's hard to watch. So... yeah, it was a little bit difficult watching it back, but I don't plan on watching the rest of it anytime soon.
How about you and Bella? That now that you guys are back here reunited, have you guys been able to mend any fences?
No. Nope. Not at all.
How did you feel about the whole Nick and Kat situation?
I thought it was unfortunate. I mean, I think, like, no matter what my feelings are about someone, I don't like to see other people hurting, and it was very unnecessary, and it was very public. So, like, not only is it hurtful, but it's embarrassing. So, like, I did feel bad for her.
Yeah. How about for Kat?
Jesus Christ. I mean, she also, like, made a painting, like, yesterday that was, like, Brett, call me. So it's like... who is it, actually? But, yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to Nicole yet?
Only on stage. And then I met her family, but I'm going to get back to the rap party and see Nicole. Mm-hmm. And just, like, I don't know when I'm going to go through everything in the season with her. I might give her a week or so, but, yeah. I can't wait to see her.
Okay. All right. And you guys are neighbors. You can hang out with her in New York.
In Strong Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make my way down.
Up on the Long Island Railroad.
Aren't you from Long Island?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to hop on I don't know how to get to Long Island.
I'll give you... I don't know where she lives, but...
Take an Uber.
Yeah. Well, then take the train. You'll pay a lot of money in the Uber.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless Nicole's paying out of the America's Favorite House Guest.
I would never do that to her. She needs to put that towards, like... therapy or something from
therapy. Okay, and not from Nick.
Oh my God. No. No.
All right, Kemi, thank you for making some time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you guys.
Yes.
And then are you going to go home and watch Survivor tonight?
I'm going to go, like, back to the party.
Okay. All right, Survivor can wait.
I will watch Survivor, okay. Island of the Idols.
All right. Kemi, thank you so much. All right, we're here with Ovi. Ovi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Rob?
Doing very good, Ovi. Yeah. Ovi, you were like the foreperson of the pre-jury.
I was. You know, it was pretty wild.
You're like the leader.
I don't know if I'm the leader of the pre-jury, but, you know, it's been... I didn't expect to get the support the way I went out, so I'm happy to have it.
Yeah. Were you happy with how it turned out, how the whole thing went?
You know what, like, I would have definitely loved to, like, a Fellowship of the Zing win, you know? If it was Cliff or Nicole winning there, I'd be a lot happy. But here's the thing is that when we're talking about deserving winners, too, like, just gameplay alone, Jackson dominated from day one to day 99, strategically in competitions win. You can't deny him the win, you know? You can have your own personal issues with somebody about the actions they took, but game-wise, you know, Jackson, I think he deserved the win today in that final, too.
How about the segment, the pre-jury segment, where you know you guys brought up the controversy of the first half of the season? Do you feel like that was portrayed well? Do you feel like you managed to say what you wanted to say?
You know, I'm really glad we got a chance to be able to speak about that, because I think it's really important that we talk about issues like that and start a conversation. You know, I don't really know the reaction to what we said because I really haven't had my phone since then. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm hoping people see that, you know, we tried to address it in the time we had, both Kimmy, myself, and David. We tried to talk about the things that we experienced in the house, and also kind of, you know, Big Brother's a reflection of our society, and we need to have, you know, maybe uncomfortable conversations about uncomfortable times. So I hope it made an impact, and I think, you know, we need to start that conversation. I hope some of the house guests now also will look back at some of their actions and reevaluate how they're going to work towards things in the future.
How happy were you for Nicole to bring home America's favorite house guest?
Oh, man, I think some tears came in my eyes. And she, like, immediately she hadn't hugged me. And she's like, thank you so much. And that's the person she is. Like, why would you thank me? Why would you thank me for you winning America's favorite player? You are incredible, and that's the reason we love her. You know, I'm not the only Nicole stand out. Everyone's Nicole stand out there. And Nicole is such a wonderful person, and, like, it couldn't happen to a better person. And I think that showed this season, too, some people and the things that we value certain qualities over other qualities. Qualities that Nicole has and not the other qualities some people other have.
Yeah, it's true. I can tell you that when I was watching the pre-jury segment, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
The pre-jury segments, they're not usually that interesting.
Yeah.
There's not usually much to say, but I feel like there was a lot to say, and I feel like it was something that was very necessary for the season to have said. And so kudos to you guys for bringing that up and doing it in the way that you did. It was very respectful and very it was well done.
Well, thank you. Like, you know, I mean, I think Kemi, David, even Bella, you know, we all address certain things that happen in our house, and I think it was done in a good way. And also, you know, I don't want people to look at them and be like, these people were bitter. You know, I don't want them thinking about it. I think that people need to realize, and I hope they, you know, understood that the things that we brought out weren't out of a place of bitterness, but it was because these are real life issues, and we need to address them, and this was our chance to address them. And so, you know, each of us were given a minute, 30 seconds, and I'm just grateful that we were able to take the time and ask a relevant question. And they, you know, they left it to the end. Left it for viewers to leave that kind of to like mingle in their heads and then go forward and maybe look at their own life and say, that's happening over there. Maybe it's happening in my own life towards people, and maybe I need to speak up about something.
Yeah.
How about the run that your other buddy Cliff had in the game? Were you proud of Cliff?
Oh man, I am so proud. And people who follow me on social media know that, you know, I talk about Cliff in a way that I was so proud, because I mean, this man is 54-year-old doing these things that these 20-year-olds like myself can't even do. He's winning these competitions, he's competing against people, and yeah, certain game moves he made might have not been the best, but at the end of the day, if I was his son, and I know Kelly Hogan and David too, they're great people, but I would be so proud of him. And so I, you know, he's America's dad, so I'm really proud of him.
America's dad, Cliff Hogg.
Cliff Hogg.
What are you working on now that you are outside of the house? Cookies on YouTube?
Yeah. You know, I started my own YouTube just kind of for a fun sake, putting out some like recipes and other things there. But right now, I'm really like focusing on taking the LSAT in a few months, and I'm trying to go to law school for fall of 2020, working on a children's book, and, you know, walking my dog, kissing my girlfriend, giving my mom a hug. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And, you know, just enjoying it. I'm just enjoying it. You know, in life.
What cookie is Jackson?
He's not a cookie, because he would not eat. He's not. There's not the sweet part of it, and also I couldn't do that to a cookie, to compare a cookie to. No. You know what? It's a raisin walnut cookie that someone said is healthy, but it's not really healthy, and it's not good for. Yeah.
Yeah, they're eating it because they think it's healthy, but it turns out it's actually unhealthy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Exactly. That, you know, that's what his cookie type is. Okay. Don't make me take a cookie for each of them.
All right, we won't. All right, Obi, thank you so much for talking with us tonight, and all the best to you outside the game.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You guys are amazing. You're the best at what you do. In this field, I will say here, you guys are the best at what you do, and I am such a big supporter. I've watched this. Y'all are the reason why I was able to get on the show, I believe, because I watched y'all's podcast. And for anybody who wants to apply for the show, watch the podcast, and hopefully you'll do better than I did, and give them a shout-out. So thank you so much for having me today, y'all.
Thank you, Obi.
All right, we are here with the last person that they have for us, the great Sam Smith. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Not much really much to say, because I obviously didn't win, so here I am.
Yeah.
Sam, if you had a vote tonight, you go Jackson or Holly?
I would definitely vote with Mickey. I told everyone that that if I were to go to jury, I'd vote strictly on gameplay. Like people, hate people, it doesn't matter. Gameplay is what should be voted on Big Brother because Big Brother is a game. And I said that for the jury, that if I was going to be in jury, you know, get me in there because at least I'd vote game-wise. So I would have voted the same exact way. He won a lot of HOHs, a lot of vetoes. Bring it on. He deserves to win it. It is what it is.
How did you feel about that pre-jury segment? There was a lot of topics that were brought up. Was that something that you knew was going to happen ahead of time, that you were on board with?
I knew conversations were taking place. I was more disappointed in the fact that I was also supposed to give a statement. And then I'm going to wrap it up.
What was your statement going to be?
All I was going to say was going to be like, how did...
Send it!
I was going to stand up and be like, send it! And sit back down. So, no, I was just going to say the question for me was going to be, has the game changed your perception at all? Yeah. And I was going to say, it has. I have a newfound respect for past house guests. Because when I used to watch a show, I'd be like, oh, they're an idiot. They're so dumb. Why are they doing this? Why are they making this alliance? Oh, you're at the bottom. You're an idiot. Well, all of a sudden I play the game and I'm binge watching back the show now. And now I'm yelling at myself. You're an idiot. You're at the bottom of the alliance. Why aren't you doing anything? And like now I'm that guy. So now anyone that has played the game Big Brother, I have a new found respect for them because, geez, like that game is totally different from what viewers see. Like when you're inside there, you don't see everything that everyone else sees. So like things are completely different. So like I have a newfound respect for that. And I was going to be like, thanks for letting me play Big Brother. I love everybody. And sit back down. Yeah. But didn't get to say it. So
you said it now.
I mean, unfortunately, not quite as juicy as Nick and Kat and Bella.
Yeah, no, I was like shaking. Like, I don't know if you guys saw me because like I don't like awkward situations. And that's why I said going to the Big Brother house. Like, don't make it awkward. I'll go out of my way to be like, ha-ha-ha. And when I was sitting there, I just couldn't do anything. Couldn't laugh. I was afraid to look at anybody because I was like, you can't laugh. Well, I can't cry. So I can't look like I'm not even like emotional about this because they're gonna be like Sam doesn't care. So I sat there like I don't even know the facial expression, and I'm like looking around, I'm looking at Nick, and I'm looking at this like the ceiling, and like ah, jeez, it was weird. I was sweating. It was horrible. It was weird.
Well, you've been kind of close with Bella outside of the house, right? Yeah. And now you also had a friendship with Nick.
What's going on?
Is this
going
to be awkward?
Give us the scoop.
So I'm still friends with both. So I guess now...
But don't you have to pick sides now?
Well, instead of having them both over for like a July 4th party, now I guess I got to do two parties and invite one
over.
Two Christmases. Yeah, it's going to be like, you know, mom and dad broke up and now I got to have two separate holidays. So bring it on. It'll be cool. It'll be fun.
are they gonna make you choose though?
I don't think so. Because okay. Bella knows how I feel. I've talked to Nick. Nick will know how I feel. Nick was he was so excited to see me. Kept hugging me. He's like, we're still best friends, right?
Yeah. He kept laughing.
Yeah, he was talking to us. He was like, oh, sorry, Sam.
Couldn't
is so
concentrate
funny.
On what we were saying.
Here, Sam.
I don't even get it. Yeah, so like, I miss Nick a lot. Like, I want to have conversations with him because, like, yo, we have a
lot. Oh, I bet he's got a lot of good stories.
All right, we have a lot of questions here. So we're going to have conversations. I missed him a lot. So, yeah. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it.
What's it like being back here in the backyard?
Oh, I love it. It's still chilly. I never thought California was this chilly at night. Kind of depressing. It's like 100 degrees during noon, and then all of a sudden, 8 o'clock at night, and it's like 30 below. So I remember this yard. It's bringing back memories.
Solstice.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think so. Days get shorter.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when the sun would go down, it would go behind the walls at, like, 5 o'clock. It'd be in the shadows. It'd be freezing already.
And there'd be less time to do things.
This brings back, like, a lot of memories. And I thought the yard was way bigger. And being back now, it doesn't feel as big. So, interesting. Fun fact.
There you go.
Okay. Sam, what's next for you after Big Brother?
Oh, Amazing Race.
Oh, with who? Nick?
Nick, Bella, David.
You don't care.
I just want to be on Amazing Race. I really think I could be good. As a truck driver, I don't use a GPS. I use a map. I found that out going to New York City. GPSs don't work, and that's when I started reading maps.
You drive stick?
Oh, yeah, 10 speeds. So that's the only thing, the only kind of truck my company gets, which is super cool. This is why I work there. So anyways, I could really read a map really well. So put me on Amazing Race. I mean, everything looks different from the viewers. We just discussed this. So I think I could really read a map good, and I just need someone to be the power force behind me. So probably David. David or Bella could be a good like power force behind me. Just let me read the maps. Bring it on.
Well, there you go. And if there's any sheep herding competitions, that would be where Nick could come in.
Definitely, because if I'm in there, you got to get me a doctor because I legit thought I was going to die. Did you guys see this? Fun fact. So when I did this sheep herding comp and I was about to die, I was on my deathbed. When I was running around, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm 31, I'm a husband, I'm a father. This is how I die. Because, like, I could feel my heart beating out of my chest, breaking my rib cage. Like, I was going to die. And I kept trying to push myself, and I was like, this is how you die. You push yourself past the point of when you know you're supposed to stop. And I kept going, When I sat back down, they had to bring me out an inhaler and everything. I don't even have asthma, but I'm sitting there trying to puff on an inhaler that I never used before. I'm using it the wrong way. I'm holding it upside down. It was like a freaking mess. And yeah, so fun fact, I had to use an inhaler because I thought I was going to die.
Well, there you go. Wait, no.
Sam, this got dark.
It did. It was bad. I was hurting. I hurt for like that rest of the night. My ribs were killing me, my heart, my lungs. Ugh.
I'm glad you're here with us today.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah. I came to see another day at finale. So here we are.
Which was more harrowing, that experience or when the house guest tried to fry the slop?
Oh, that was a no-brainer. Like, anyone could see, if you could take the slop and literally bounce it off the floor, and then you're going to turn around and be like, dude, it's still good, let's eat it. Like, go ahead. But, like, no wonder why they're having bathroom issues. Like, and then they're like, oh, no, it's the slop. The slop's killing our system. No, it's because you fried it in, like, 5 gallons of grease. Like, that's what made it rip through your system. And then you're like, oh, I don't know what it is. It must be a disorder of my eating. That's what it is. That's why I'm hurting. No, it's not. So, there we go. That's how I feel about that.
I think you broke Rob.
He's broken. No, it's true. It's so annoying. Like, it gets me really frustrated watching this stuff because it's no-brainers. And, like, I think I was the last have-not. Didn't they take away have-nots?
Yeah.
If that's what broke the system, I would have fried the have-nots, too. That way I could have lived in the house longer, and now we don't have have-nots. Awesome. That was a great plan. Great idea. I'm the one that suffered, and everyone, like, got off free. So, and then I got kicked out. So it wasn't even worth it.
Sam, thank you so much. I always love getting to talk to you.
Yeah, me too. Bring me out wherever you want. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Okay, Sam, thank you so much. All right, Taryn, and that's a wrap from the Big Brother finale.
That's it. Wow, there were a lot of them.
Yeah. How was this night for you?
This was amazing. It's so cool to be here. It was so cool to talk to these people. I was surprised by how knowledgeable they were of some of their kinks in the house.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Still a lot more to come. I'm sure we'll have some postseason interviews along the way with Big Brother. But Taryn and I are going to pivot to Survivor. I've got an exit interview coming up in the morning with the first person voted out of Survivor. We're going to watch Survivor. Taryn and I are going to talk about Survivor tomorrow on Rob's the Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Rob has a website.com/iTunes. And if you missed our recap of the finale, check out Brent and his panel over on Rob has a website.com. And thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for getting all of these videos out. Derek, who's been behind the camera tonight, and everybody over here at Big Brother who helped make this possible, especially you, the patrons of Rob's podcast. Find out more at robhasawebsite.com/patron, how we are connecting fans around these reality TV shows that we love. Taryn, where can people find more from you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. That's where I'll be for a lot of stuff, especially now it's in the postseason. And I wanted to thank Rob and you guys. It's so amazing getting to be here. I never imagined that I'd ever be able to.
It was a thrill to be here with you.
This has been such a dream come true. So thank you to everyone. And yeah.
All right. So from the Big Brother backyard and Big Brother 21. Good night, everybody.